Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
On the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Thank you.
FattedUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Fatted Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.fattedup.com. That's shop.fattedup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Fatted Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop.
Turn up the volume.
Lamborghini Mercy.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday. 3 days before Christmas. Y'all know what I'm saying. If you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? It's all good in the hood. We got Rev Ali. We be. DJ Ev Love in the building. What it does?
How?
Yo.
Yay.
What's up, you and family?
Oh, shit. Chilling with the deal is. What is the business? Damn, nigga, my cell phone. Who the hell is this? Y'all know what time it is, you bastards. Goddamn JoJo. Hold on.
JoJo got a twist tonight. He'll hit you on the wrong line.
Man, hey, y'all heard about Rick Ross?
Oh. Shit,
The rapper or the artist?
The fake nigga.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the
man.
Fake one, not the real one.
Okay, well.
And he was doing an interview with the 85 South show, and he told him he had to go to the bathroom, and his nigga left.
Oh, that's crazy. They must have been cracking up on
him. Oh, man, they been going in on him. The internet and everybody.
He never came back?
No, and then somebody from his team, he came up talking about he left to catch a flight.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy.
I think he left because they was about to ask him some real nigga questions. Because they talked to him about hustling and push it, like his old school material. So, you know, that was going to come up.
Oh.
Well, you know, a lot of the motherfuckers, they know that nigga used to be a correction officer and all that shit. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they was going to rub and raggly.
Yeah.
I always felt now? Like he was one of them ladies where, you know, sneaking a couple of grams and a couple of cell phones. They hit that, feel like a
difference. Yeah.
Yeah, the motherfucker was probably getting ready to go back in his history and all that old shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I mean, does he even still do music?
I don't know. I ain't heard nothing new from the motherfucker or nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
See, he's been getting most of his money from Wingstop.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, you, I always say, when you're not hungry no more, all that shit don't mean nothing. You try to do everything else.
That nigga saw
really ain't hungry in
about
the Wingstop.
He saw a fucking new drumstick. That's what's wrong with him.
We got thighs.
You can take care of you for milk.
We got thighs now.
And legs.
Yeah, man. Well, that's motherfuckers ain't gotta do no more rap. And when they try to come back and do it, it be the wackest shit ever.
Well, you know, I always pride myself on bringing the hottest hits. You know what I'm saying? Yes, son. I do this here. Baby.
Hey, look. I ain't never been a Rick Ross fan ever. So, you know what I'm saying?
I like I
fuck with the real Rick Ross. Fuck him. I fuck with the real Rick Ross.
Yeah, well, that's who I fuck with, but I never really cared for that cat. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
yeah,
he ain't did nothing to make me right on to mama about the shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker 86 in the building.
86.
What's happening, everybody?
What up, man?
I just tuned in.
Happy holidays to you, man, and everybody else.
Likewise, no, we don't say happy holidays.
You know we don't say happy holidays, Chris. Come on now, happy true days. Come on now.
Happy true days.
It's so fly. I'm like, why I didn't think of that? I could have told you to call me 85.
Wow.
85 and 86. Y'all leave me with no choice. I got two options. 87 or 84.
That's crazy as hell. How's your brother, 86?
Man, he's doing a lot better today. I talked to my mom. I had went by there yesterday. He was having a tough time yesterday, man. It's heartbreaking, you know what I'm saying? And you know when he can't be out here laughing and talking his bull job, you know he ain't feeling that great, you know?
Right.
But he'll never tell nobody how he's feeling. He just, oh man, I'm doing good. And you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you try to, your mind, you psych your mind and make yourself feel better than you actually do. And, but, you know, it's only so much you can take, you know what I'm saying? You just, you know, but man, I know he loves y'all, man. It's just, y'all definitely family. I promise that, because y'all, it's the highlight of his week is getting on here. Shooting shit, and talking shit, you know. So I jump on his behalf, and I know my mom appreciates y'all checking on him and asking about him.
yeah, he pop in and out every now and again. He popped in, when was that, Monday? I think he carried on for a minute.
My anniversary, New Year's Eve, and we was gonna go out of town, but I said, you know what, my wife and both of us said, you know, I haven't spent that New Year's since we was kids with my brother, you know what I'm saying? And shoot, I'd rather do that than do anything, you know.
I heard that. That's cool as hell, man. I know he appreciates that. You know, if you ain't broke it to your wife, you just gonna have to break it to her first, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, no, she came to me, too. You know, and so it was mutual, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She suggested, actually, and I was like, okay, I ain't want to disappoint you. And it was both like, okay, great, because, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guess what, too? I tell y'all what, I've been kind of beating myself up because I'm like, man, I need to get, you know, I tell y'all, I used to read these the magazines that you ever heard of, the DuPont Registry and the Road
mm-hmm.
Report magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got no business looking there if you ain't no basketball player or, you know, they got yachts and islands and Lamborghinis and, you know, ain't none of them got no business shopping in there. But in the ads in there, you could go fly a jet in Russia. You could order a bride. They got all this shit, but they got the Life Extension Institute in there. An ad for the Life Extension Institute, so that tells me like, damn, if you got the right money, you can go get everything you need. You get snapped back right. You know what I'm saying?
Order a bride?
And, you know, but that lets us know that there's no money in healing. It's all that the money is in sickness, you know what I'm saying? But if you got the right amount, you know. So, it's the holidays. We ain't going to sing the blues, man. We're going to keep it cheerful and just have a blessed new year. And, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I mean, it ain't bringing nobody down. It's just, you see exactly what it is that people was willing to pay their money for versus what they need to be paying their money or spending their money on. You know what I'm saying? Rich motherfuckers, they get bored. They so rich, they get bored, so they go and do shit like that. You know? Lonely rich motherfucker go and get one of them mail order brides.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying
they could go to the biggest tax write-off, not to the person who really needs it.
But no, what I'm saying is they can go get a heart. They'll be like, man, when's the next cadaver with this blood type coming in? This millionaire is
mm-hmm.
in line and then got cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That part,
yeah.
Or the kidney, the livers, and all things.
But you know the whole thing about it is, then you think about, you know what? Cause see, me, I don't like strip clubs, right?
Right.
If I ain't fucking, I ain't giving you no money, I ain't doing nothing. So
I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? I be seeing these niggas at the strip club, thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's an easy cover for a nigga though.
I'm like, wait a minute. I don't get it. I see a lot of people spending a whole lot of money on things that going up in space for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to no fucking space. Just my luck on that motherfucker, that's going to be the motherfucker that crashed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, type of shit. But that's
I'm
the motherfucker.
I don't go to space when I roll up, but I'm good.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My weed get me high enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with a couple of hurricanes, you know what I'm saying? A hurricane and a couple of a blunt, you know what I'm saying? I'm up here. We ain't gotta have a joke about it. But motherfuckers be spending money on the wrong shit.
I won't. What was the nigga would throw some couple of thousand in there around me? Nigga, I'm owe you one or two of the $100 bills. You can tell a girl anything you want to.
Man.
But if I get the right food, I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
I told you about that time. As a matter of fact, before we go any further, this is our 940th episode.
Wow.
940
wow, who would
episodes.
Who would have
that's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
God is what? Good. God is good.
When I looked at that shit earlier, it said episode 940. Oh, like,
yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
We almost
yeah,
had a thousand. Nigga, the thousand episodes gonna have to be off the chain.
Yeah, that's drifting. That's drifting in major leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God! The 1,000 episode. We got 60 more to go. That's gotta be off the chain.
We in there.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Y'all in there. Yeah, y'all in there.
Shut up, motherfucker. A 1,000 episodes, 940. When I looked at the bottom and seen 940, I was like, God damn.
Yeah, you know, it makes you appreciate it. It makes you appreciate the day you feel like you're walking golden.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, that shit
it makes
is
you
cool
appreciate
as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. Motherfucker needs, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, man. I wish it had been like 940 episodes on Sirius, though. God damn.
It's still tight, though, because we did a lot of them over there on P&D stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So probably already did a thousand, more than a thousand.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah. Yeah, but as far as True West Radio itself, we got 940 episodes. Tonight is 940, so I don't know how much 60, if it's going to be. By the time we do 60 more episodes, it'll probably be in the summertime sometime or shit or something like that. Let's see.
No, you do the math. If you do three episodes,
I'm thinking about it.
Three episodes a week.
12, 14.
Yeah,
we'll
do the math on that one.
I'm buzzed, so I don't even think I can count that high right now. You do the math, nigga. If I got the calculator, nigga.
Nigga, how does your gut handle all that alcohol, man? Why are you always buzzed on the radio show? What's going on with you, Scratch?
Who say I be a buzz all the time, nigga?
Every time he calls up, it's one day out the month you ain't drunk.
It's one day out the month I ain't buzz. I ain't been drunk yet. You don't know what
now,
I'm drunk.
I'm worried about your health.
Oh, well, the doctor say I'm good, so you can't tell me a goddamn thing.
The doctors lie to niggas nowadays.
Like, well, you have to slow down on the beer. He ain't said nothing of the sort. So, as long as he don't say nothing, I'm going to keep it going. Because if I didn't drink beer, I wouldn't be on the radio because I'd be done killed up a gang of motherfuckers. It's the only thing that soothes my nerves.
God damn, Scratch.
I know your fishing got to be healthy. All that fishing. Drinking beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah, drink some pee. You got a whole bunch of pee. Don't throw it away. Save it. Put it in the container.
Here you go.
I'll send it to you, nigga.
Now, we've been here before.
I can understand on your birthday, you know, you're gonna get it in. But why before your birthday, like weeks before? Don't you want to get feel real good on your birthday when you drink? You drinking before, then you ain't gonna feel nothing.
What the hell you talking about? That's you. If you fuck around and drinking, you get fucked up and can't hold the motherfucker. That's you.
Damn.
I'm a whole different breed of nigga, man.
We see.
May will make the goal right there. 1,000 in May.
Oh, May?
Yep.
That's
May.
Not far.
Oh, no, I could throw a rocket in May. Okay. We're going, Mr. Math Man. I damn sure wasn't even thinking about it. Nigga, I got buzzed. I was getting buzzed earlier. I had to go get a battery for my car, you know, and all that shit. I'm like, all right, so, nigga, I'm about to jump back up on the road. And I hooked the battery up, and my alarm was going fucking haywire. So I'm trying to figure out why the fuck is my alarm going off. Buzz hit the ground, nigga.
There's an electrical problem. Sound like an electrical problem.
Nah, it's electric, so what it's telling me... It's a couple of things they were telling me to do. I'm going to do it in the morning. They were telling me I had to do this, that, and the other because what it is, it's actually the car is thinking somebody trying to steal it. So I got to go and do a couple of things to, you know, make the alarm, let it know. It's me, bro. It's me.
So you mean you're telling me your car be hallucinating?
That motherfucker trying to keep from getting stole.
Who is this next scratch? This ain't scratch. This ain't scratch. Don't store. We ain't gonna store for him. We ain't gonna store it. You spoil
it. It ain't gonna do shit. That goddamn horn is. It seems like nigga, if I blow the horn, it ain't that loud. That shit loud in a motherfucker. Like it's like three horns on that motherfucker, and all three of them motherfuckers is going off. So I looked it up, and they told me what I had to do. I was like, fuck it. I said, let me go in here and chill out, because I ain't fucking with this shit. It gave me a headache. It threw my little buzz I was trying to get off. So now I'm sitting in here chilling, and the buzz is coming back.
Right on.
Yeah.
Shout out to the buzz.
I'm good, though. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the buzz.
Jojo, your birthday Monday, right?
He already started.
Oh, you started?
He already celebrates.
You know, I don't drink. If anything, I get high. But yeah, my birthday Monday, yours is Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Kind of. Oh, shit. Y'all sure right. Oh, we have a special pop-up.
I'm going to have a cowboy party.
On Monday?
Oh, shit.
Am I invited?
A cowboy party.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good time at your cowboy party, Neville.
We come to cowboy pity party on Monday. Monday cowboy party.
BP is in the building. Hey, no, hell no, nigga.
I'm going to see if I can get some of those cowboys to call in and tell JoJo happy birthday Monday.
Oh, Lord. I'm just gonna play music. I ain't gonna say a goddamn thing. That's all good shit. I'm celebrating Friday. I don't know what the fuck. I'm trying to think about what I wanna do on Friday. That's my daughter's birthday is Friday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Nigga, 12 minutes, she would have been born on the same day.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
12 minutes.
Yep, 12 minutes. We'd have both been born on Christmas.
Wow.
So, yeah, her birthday Friday, so maybe she'll call in and turn up with us.
That's what's up.
Shit, let me see, man. We got to get into a couple.
Was you there when she was born, Scratch?
Huh?
Was you there when the hospital when she was born?
Nah, I wasn't there.
No.
Cause I was in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I was on the
I was
way back.
You were there. I was gonna see if you was there. You'd be like, come on, baby, hold on now. 12 more minutes. 12 more. Okay, now let it.
I'd have been in there pushing her ass back up in there, like, hold on.
I'm downstairs.
Yeah, shit. I was on the way back from Vegas, and you know, when I got home, they were like, "Oh, your daughter being born." I was like, "Oh shit!" I jump in the car and run to get up there to the hospital. And by the time I got there, she was there. 12 minutes. If it had been midnight, she would have been. We'd have had the same birthday. Dope,
y'all
dope.
Know what happened? The same thing happened, something like that, to my dad. He was up there at the hospital with my mom, and I just wouldn't come, I guess. I had a neighbor card, though. But he went home to lay down because he stayed up there the whole night. And when he went home to lay down, I came. And that was before cell phones and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was definitely before cell phones when, you know, when my daughter was born. So that was fucking 30 years ago. So, yeah, that's some wild-ass shit. But anyway, we're going to jump into a couple of songs, man. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We all up in here. 3 days before Christmas. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hope y'all got all y'all shopping together and, you know, everything is good. Everybody else is good. You know, for those who ain't, we praying for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's all good like firewood. True West
yeah,
Radio.
Yeah.
West Coast Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Money just fly by, yeah, I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. How dare she zoom? I was studying the streets, all I took classes. Zoom. Yeah, you seen it all in front of me like glasses. Zoom. That hurt was always a part of me, I had passion. Zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Soon, wasn't going back to being broke, so I had to change routes. Knew if I chose this lifestyle, never turned back to mama house. Every year it seemed like I lose a homie when the summer out. For me to give two fucks about you, that time is out. Me, I had to feel my feelings so sorry. I was getting held back by fraud. I was going down that slide. Wanted help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy showed taught me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But she want me to change over not. There were a lot of people around me, I didn't know if it was solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel it get lost like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. How dare she zoom? I was studying the streets hard, I took classes. Zoom. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses. Zoom. That hurt was always a part of me, I had passion. Zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Zoom. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. But he wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get laid out in front of me. Learned at an early age that misery needs company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Time to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash just to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause the niggas smoke a lot. Yeah, I was young, flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a squad. Trying to get mail, even when I block hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell, but that's not my goal. If they still wanna ride, then I got my fall. Even for a meal, I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal, I can't let that go. Money just fly by, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. Got that shit zone. I was studying the streets, all I took classes zone. Yeah, you see me ball in front of me like glasses zone. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion zone. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing zone.
Got into it with both neighbors and served with the Bose papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody battle, homie, and then come to alimony. She has a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shack with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody cattle on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum, homie. She whipped the snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her, then you start thinking, damn, I might. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hey, thing, it's just a game of fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. Call me chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches. Still wanted to blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm high, it was served cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. So a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her three blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone, calling up the cops. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Norm, we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids and the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead in her. I'm so hot, I'm seeing red, talking about taking half my green. Now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hey, thing. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come acting ignorant, time to call her mom now to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down and mess around and split her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face, get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn bass, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bass and said, we're finished, different history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hey, thing, it's just
Never thought I'd see the time of my life when I'm committed. Big feet ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a sister. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag locked deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck when being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends cause I'm a savage. Big feet falling in love, and I'll be happy. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen, truly amazed, what can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrade. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Fashion.
It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
Mansion.
It made me feel like
okay.
It's been a pleasure. 26 in the waist mean hold on forever. BTW, I just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a buggable. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother died from last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. Saint Laurent boots with the Moai purse. Classy and for evidence, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowl of grits, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what's anonymous.
It made me feel like 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Gave me five. He say I heard the song. I know you're going through it. Get high. The OG
so I drive from the other side to another side. It take about 30 minutes, with traffic by 45. My whole life been God, music and pain. Sex, weed, and rain, estimations of shame. Man, they go straight to the brain. My body numb to it, my face numb to it. I'm about to succumb to it. I don't know what I can do, it's all problems. J-Dog back tripping, about to rob him. I'm on the edge, seeing black, almost ready to hit the crack. I've been too far to go back. If I quit, it's a wrap. I'm sick and tired of the sadness. I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of the stress. I'm sick and tired, I'm depressed. I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of the sadness. I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of the stress. I'm sick and tired, I'm depressed. I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of the sadness.
Well, sir, this is Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love, I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
What up, everybody? You confess it really sold you. You rockin' live.
No, I'm fucking with you. That nigga would. That's my nigga Betty. We got BB. We got Sweetie.
Money.
We damn sure.
You kind of sounded like
J.M. and Love, huh? We got.
He said you kind of sounded like him.
Huh? I kind of sounded like him.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Oh. You're rocking live. We got 86.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, I apologize. I called late, man. I fucking took a nap, but you know how naps turn into sleep, nigga. So.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what it does. And we got you rocking live, Confederate Really Soldier.
I'm about to say, you got to be more careful, man. You ain't do a good job, man. You got elf, man. Come on, man.
I almost sounded just like you. What you talking about?
Come on, man. You got to do better than that, man. You got to tap the English language a little bit better.
Prove him wrong, baby. Prove him wrong. You rocking live.
Your turn.
You all good. So I had to fuck with you because I just saw your number. I saw your number down there, so I was like, all right, let me fuck with him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. It was something that I saw I wanted to tell y'all about. It was crazy as fuck. What the fuck was it? See, this when the three brain cells kicking in when I can't remember that shit.
That was a three brave here.
Hell yeah.
That means you need some 211, because 211 going to wake the moons up.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
I got the hurricane, but they probably, that's probably all the ideas and all the cities swirling up in the wind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, scratch. The link to this is wrong. They got it under West Coast Wednesday, so I'm about to share it and tag your page, because somebody asked me for the link, and he said they had to pay for it or something, but I noticed that it was the wrong link. And for whatever reason, they got us live right now under West Coast Wednesday.
But that's what it is on 1222. But damn, if them motherfuckers is charging, I need to know that.
Right. Yeah, something like what
on
you said about
page.
The call. Because I'm getting something
page.
When I called in
my
right now one. Talking about you being deducted minutes for this call and all. I'm like, what the fuck y'all talking about?
That's what they did to JoJo. JoJo was saying the same shit.
Yeah, it's tripping.
Yeah, what? They did that to me too. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's talking about you about to be deducted, and then you just let it keep going, and then it lets you go through to the show.
Well, goddamn, I don't know nothing about that. These motherfuckers sitting up there trying to make it seem like a pin call, like you calling from the pin. You have.
But they getting paid
left.
Some type of way.
Oh, they fucking up.
Yeah, they are.
I see what's up with that because, you know, because when JoJo called, he said it was saying some shit. I ain't changed no shit. I do the same thing I do every day.
Even my girl said it did the same thing.
When I called too, they said it's the Cowboys congregation. I knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here we go.
He said that.
I just need to let it go because it seemed like another little TKO.
If I would have set that shit up, if it said that, all y'all phones would have blew up.
Yeah, you
just need to let it go. Look like another love to go.
Your phone would have blew up first since you're a 49ers fan.
We gonna put my phone.
Cowboys game, we keep fucking with them though.
Scratch did blow up. My phone blew up. Scratch, I got a new one. It's a new one I'm on.
I don't care.
I shit.
Well, I tell you, man, y'all motherfuckers gonna learn what.
Hey, you see that they just busted a shipment of cell phones going to St. Tracy prison? Like, they call, like, 85 cell phones?
Oh, nigga, yeah. You know, because one of my homeboys, that nigga up in that motherfucker, right? So his brother called me. He was like, look, bro, I'll pay you if you can he gave me a list of movies. And a list of songs and all of that shit. And he gave me these little SD cards. And that's where he sent them. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers crazy. These motherfuckers up in there with the goddamn... up in the pen with cell phones? Oh, them niggas getting ready. And the goon squad coming there, nigga, is on.
Man, them niggas got cell phones, TVs, radios.
Well, I know a lot
think
of
about
that.
It. Cell phones start from 1500 to 5000.
And they got to go and get it. If they ain't getting it from the guards, they getting it from the gays. Because how you going to keep the young motherfucker going to put a motherfucking iPhone up their ass?
Man, hey, look at that. You be spotting your motherfucking ticket ass going by them gates. Well, I don't know about that part, but yeah, the CEOs are the ones that bring it in.
Yeah, the CEOs bring that shit in. And them the motherfuckers is making the money, though.
I know, because they don't search, the CEOs don't search CEOs.
Uh-uh.
That's what I know. They don't search, but they'll search everybody else, but they don't search their own. They got a code like they think they the police.
Oh, yeah.
But see, guess what? That's what I was telling y'all earlier. I think Mr. Rosé, or whatever he want to call himself, Mr. Wingstop, he thinks he a gangster probably because that's what he was doing.
Of course.
He was probably, you know, yeah, so that made him feel like a gangster.
Well, you know, I'm going to put it to you like this. Most of the motherfuckers who grew up in a poverty-stricken neighborhood, not everybody.
They are.
They always claim to be gangsters. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of them that really owe us, a whole lot of them that ain't. But at the same time, if you that and you go and become a prison guard, you know what I'm saying? You a CO in the prison, and then you come out, and now you a rapper, now you done went back to the street. Come on, man. To me, it seems like you couldn't play both sides. It's like me coming from the street, being a gang banger. I become a police, and then stop being a police and start rapping about gang banging again. That don't make no sense. But to some people would do, you know what I mean? Makes a lot of sense.
There's some that was game banging, just slid through the crack to be an officer. I got a homie that, I got two homies that's cops that work in their hood.
I got a couple of homies that was from the hood and they police. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't like, I mean, they won't, if they pull me over, they wouldn't be like, man, you know I gotta take you to jail type of shit. You got some of this, dude, me and my boy John Pete, he just got this bucket. He bought it cheap like a Muslim. He was like, come with me to the gas station. And we got in the car. We went to the gas station on the way back. Police pulled us over. And he didn't have his seatbelt on, but he slid it off. And he's go, the police go, come to the car and go, John? He's like, oh, what's up? And it was one of his dudes from high school. You know, John B. D. a white cat, police a white cat. And I'm sitting up there looking. And he was like, oh, how you doing? I said, I'm good. So he was like, man, well, you didn't have your seatbelt on. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why I pulled you over. So they gave John a piece of ticket. You know what the motherfucker signed at the bottom of the ticket? Because he was already talking shit to him. He was like, oh, so you a cop now, huh? You know, you still a bitch. He was talking all kind of shit to this cat.
Yeah.
He knew him from school. You know what he signed at the bottom of the ticket?
Yeah.
Signed, fuck off. He didn't even put his name on that motherfucker. He just, because see what it was his wife got the insurance on the car, but he didn't have the insurance card in his car. So, that motherfucker, at the bottom of the ticket, he signed, fuck off. And when we drove up and he showed me the copy of the ticket, he said, look what I signed at the bottom. Fuck off. It's Edward, what up, man?
What's good with you?
Oh, man, we were just talking about you, brother.
Oh,
shoot. I was asking 86 in the building. I was asking 86 about you.
Yeah, he did what you call. I ain't too long woke up, man.
Oh, you sound good. You sound good. Hello?
Hello. Mr. Everywhere. Are you anywhere?
Well, I'm glad he called in. He sound good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I got my damn music back on. Shit.
Okay. I call him talking to Joe Kendall. I'm talking to Joe Kendall anyway. Give him a laugh and do it. He's all right. He's all right. He's ready to get back to truth on. Yeah. little preliminary, but he's ready. It's like you just can't do, you know what? Y'all know it was really punishing for me to miss some shows that I missed. But I had to bite the bullet because I was like, one of these days they gonna kick my dumb ass off of being stupid. And I'm crying because I really want to be on there. So I wouldn't punish myself. Then I was off for a little hiatus, you know, and plus I was in drug rehab and stuff where they give you the drugs. It's not the ones that stop you from using them. These folks experiment with you. Yeah. I played dummy.
Motherfuckers never, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of things people could do, but that's one of the things that we try to, that I really want to do around here is have open doors for everybody, because everybody fuck up every once in a while.
Yeah,
everybody had their own little time and go through certain things. I feel fucked up. You know, now if it's something just way off the fucking map, that's something totally different.
Yeah.
But something
it's
that you did,
like,
they're going to never keep you away from this damn station. Cause if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even have a motherfucker.
Right.
If it wasn't for my dumb ass cousin who only paid $10.
Right.
Hardy paid me. He gave me $10 the first day. He's like, nigga, I pay for the show. You need the show. You need a radio show, nigga. And when I called Ev Love, I told him, I said, well, man, I'm going to get this show. Hardy said he's going to help pay for it. That nigga gave me $10. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? And here we are, 940 episodes later.
That nigga took off like a rocket. And said, fuck
me,
I'm going to do this with purpose.
That nigga owe me too much money. Jojo, where you at? You want to count it up, my nigga.
Jojo, mathematician. Jojo, the lumber man.
Man,
Jojo is a, what is it? What they call me, the substitute teacher, when you give a mad question
so
right now.
Figure we do.
What's
three,
the number?
6, 9, 12.
Jojo, wait a minute. You sound like you just had words to me.
Oh, Lord.
That right now.
Nigga, we, 940 episodes. I'm turned up on that shit, bro.
Real talk.
Now look, how do we just sit back? I don't know what I'm gonna try to do, at least for New Year's. I'm gonna go and try to find some of our best episodes, and we gonna have a look back on the whole year. At least this year. I ain't going all the way back to the beginning, I don't think.
Hey, everybody, I got a
Yeah, we're doing that because I got some bloopers for that ass.
Oh, we got bloopers.
I got a movie I want to recommend that y'all watch on Netflix. It's called How to Cover Up, How to Hide a Drug Scandal. And they're talking about the lady at the crime lab. She was faking crime lab stuff and taking the dope and using it herself up there in Maryland or somewhere like that. That shit is real deep, man. You see that, you're like, wow. This really takes place, but that happened in Arkansas. They switched the lady's dope out and put wax in the envelope, and then she got to court, and they still gave her 60 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get the same type of trying to sell some fake drugs than you would if you were selling real drugs.
I got busted one over the porcelain bird I had to chop up.
Yeah, she faked the drug test and sit up there, and some of them she didn't even do no analysis on, but she took the drugs and smoked them up herself. You know,
wow.
I watched that earlier today, and that shit is deep, man. They got that one, and then they got one called Trial 4 about the police in Baltimore sitting up people and going in and busting them and telling them you're going to find the dope and then they go steal your money off you. Just pull up at your house and act like you got dope and steal whatever money you had. That's crazy.
You got to send me the link because I'll check that out. Foxy, is that you?
Yes, sir.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Say it loud and say it
proud.
Hey!
How y'all
doing? How y'all doing?
Thank you, love.
Y'all, boy. I'm going to start singing We Are Family around this motherfucker. No, I ain't.
Really?
Who is asleep? Who's asleep already? Who's asleep? Confetti, wake up.
Confetti?
I done told you the difference between night and day. Here you still asleep right now. Get up, man.
Come on, wake your ass up, bro. Nah, that nigga go full sleep. That nigga don't be taking no power nap.
He can't get $10,000 a show. He sleeping through the whole set. And
if you
give
him
scratch,
you're going
to have to give him $10 for the show.
Trip, that's just added sound effects. Added sound effects.
Sweet Pea, I got a question. Sweet Pea, that guy that sings Bunny Hop, where were he from?
Oh, he's from Louisiana.
Okay, because see, I always thought the guy was, when I first heard that song, I thought that was Master P on some low-level stuff. I was like, man, that sounds like Master P. So that's who I always thought it was.
He is from Louisiana, though. And that group was called the Entourage, but I believe it's his song, you know. He made the whole thing, and they was just singing along.
Confetti told me he checked out or something, huh?
Yeah,
Confetti told me that he died and shit.
Yeah, he was only 50.
Wow. I was telling Confetti, that's crazy, because Confetti sleeps, so. But he was telling me about it, because he was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah, he'll wake up out tomorrow.
He was supposed to be in Houston at our show that we went to the other night where Chris and Confetti performed at. He's supposed to be up there.
Yeah, he said, Confetti told me that he said that he could make it. He could make it up there. You're like, nigga, I ain't that fucked up. I can make it to the show.
Hey, can we get a moment of silence for the snore? There we go.
y'all are crazy and crucial, boy. I'll tell you that.
Now, that's crucial as fuck, ain't it? But see, this nigga do that shit all the time. But look, I can't see, you know, how you could go to sleep with the phone right there and your ears still. I know if I don't sleep on
probably got on
that headphones. Gonna,
so back in the
that
day,
nigga gonna be on the floor like a motherfucker.
We gonna give him a mohawk and call him our pity the fool. We gonna call Mr. T from here on out 18.
Well, you can't give Confetti no mohawk. That nigga ain't got no hair unless we put some hair up there.
We can draw. We'll draw him a mohawk with a sharpie. Put an arrow on his forehead with a sharpie before he could be an airbender. He could be a snorebender.
Boys, you go walking up in Confetti house, and they can't see you, but he'd be shooting like a motherfucker. I'm gonna hit somebody around this motherfucker. Y'all crazy as hell, fucking around with Confetti, the sleepy soldier.
Mm-hmm. I what happened with you fuck with that sea moss?
That's yeah,
Goma
Powell.
Goma Powell, his new name.
He ain't even high. He just fall asleep. He got narcolepsy.
Yeah, narcolepsy. Fuck it, I'm going to sleep. At least if I go to sleep, if I pass out, I got a reason to pass out because I'm drunk or fucked up. And I ain't been that for a while, so I'm about to be that. Yeah. I know I'm going to be that Friday, so y'all really going to have to excuse me.
Ooh,
I'm
going
to try to make sure all this shit work out right.
But just don't start drinking till the show start. Then you'll be all right.
I gotta be tuned up 2 hours before the show.
Oh, damn.
Y'all actually think he gonna wait until his birthday to start drinking? Come on now.
Yeah, right.
He got 17K in laying right there beside him right now.
Shit, I'm gonna be cool because see, we not having no that traditional nigga. We about to I'm gonna barbecue some rib on Friday. So I'm gonna get up early in the morning, barbecue some rib. You know what I'm saying? Some chicken, that type of shit, you know what I mean? So I ain't gonna be able to I'll fuck around and be done, got drunk and fell asleep, and that meat be motherfucking straight jerky.
You know what? If I was you, couldn't nobody come to my through my door unless they had a present for me.
That's a good ass idea.
Hey, I'm gonna need
you got my present. No,
too. That Christmas tree.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know my studio. I got the Bordeaux on my studio. I just look at them. You got a present?
Yeah.
I just close the door, nigga.
Nigga's gonna bring you some famous. Nigga's gonna bring you some famous cookies for your birthday.
I fuck with those.
I like them.
Famous cookies. Why you bullshit? Hell yeah.
I'm gonna do like with a bag of chicken in my hand. Is this what a party at?
I got to select a few people because, see, not too many of my L.A. niggas, they don't come all the way up here. But I got to select a few that always, you know, pop up around here on my birthday. But it's all good. I mean, you know, when you get older, it really don't make no fucking difference no more.
Yeah.
It's just, wow, my birthday, but I'm seeing everybody else getting shit on my birthday. That shit be fucked up.
Yeah. I was telling you.
Like, wait a minute, hold on.
You understand me.
I ain't even got my own personal birthday type of shit. Everybody just, the motherfuckers, I'm going to watch. Little kid going to be riding his bike down the street. I'm going to kick his fucking ass off the bike and take it.
That's fucked up.
Give me that bike, nigga.
That's it.
That's real fucked
up. Had
to
go
kick
your trash can over like little Chris Hill. Oh, yeah. Stop playing. That motherfucker finally caught that motherfucker and pulled his belt off. Nigga.
Mother, you so man took my bicycle. Daddy, you so man took my bicycle. Who, what old man? Mr. Scratch down the street?
You seen that 12-year-old try to rob a 17-year-old out there in California? Where? What? Out there in California the other day. He tried to rob a 12-year-old, wound up getting shot. He shot a shooting into the car, and the 17-year-old shot back and shot him. Wow. Well, that was California. I ain't hear about that. That must not have been in L.A.
It was somewhere in California. It was about 2 days ago. He was just on my Facebook yesterday.
That wasn't in L.A. because they'd have put it on the news like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He ain't riding the bicycle no more scratch. They singing Chameleon there, trying to catch me riding dirty. Well, youngsters nowadays, shoot, they don't play with no Tonka trucks. They play with goddamn Toyotas and Dodge Rams.
Man.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what it is, and he always be talking about how we could change these motherfuckers, but ain't nobody getting ready to really make a difference for motherfuckers. We could try all we want to. It's always going to be that motherfucker. Fuck, I don't give a fuck what them motherfuckers talking about. Trying to make peace around here, nigga. This is gangster. That's just the way that shit is. Now, if you could change one motherfucker, that's you did a good job. But it's a whole lot of them little 12-year-old motherfuckers out there trying to be riding. And then it'd be the old motherfuckers telling them to do it.
That's stupid.
Yep, It is.
These niggas ain't shit. If they telling kids to live like that these days.
You know, when I was young like that, when I was young like that, and I was gay banging, them motherfuckers was like, uh-uh, you can't do this, you can't do that. He said, you too valuable. Because I was DJing like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Them motherfuckers wouldn't let me. If I couldn't even have my own goddamn fight. I mean, I fought a whole lot of motherfuckers, but if I put my knuckles up, them niggas would not let me fight. They would beat they motherfucking ass before they let me. Uh-uh, them hands too valuable.
For real.
That shit was
crazy.
That's what 86 was like Don King back in the day. He said that they paid me like 50 cents to go fight somebody. I'm like, shit. He did it to the side bet. 86
was sitting up there, have paid you 50 cents to fight people for? Yeah, break dance. He tell everybody, my brother can now break dance. He'll go sit up there side bet again. I'm like, damn. I turn around, he give me 50 cents. I have to go back in.
Yeah, 50 cent. What year was this? In the 70s? Because 50 cent go a long way. You can buy chips, three candy bars, two packs of Mile Later, and a soda.
That's like
84. Now, you weren't fighting for me. You just fighting.
He said you weren't fighting for me. You was just fighting. Don't blame it on you, huh?
He
got
on the handlebar to go fight. And he sit up there side bet, nigga. Me, he make him about $5, give me 50 cents. He was the Don King of the 80s.
Shit, I used to damn near kill a nigga for a nickel back in 1979 with a nigga ass for 5 cents.
Yeah, but
oh, Lord. So this nigga's trying to throw. That's why I'm going to make them shirts. I got to make them shirts with that goddamn big-ass bus tire going right across that motherfucker with no letters and nothing on it. They just throw a nigga up under the bus.
Yeah, he had me like Devo did Smokey. I said, man, climbing through that window. Man, how much money we get? How much money I got?
What money?
Hey, So 86, you ain't gonna, you gotta defend yourself, bro.
Yeah. I did his paper route.
Y'all fucked him up.
You did his paper route too?
No, he broke his leg at the school dance and he couldn't go on his paper route. So.
Oh well, goddamn, like, you broke your leg at a dance. Dancing?
You know, yeah, no, yeah, you know, yeah. they make you take the shoes off so you don't scuff up the gym floor with them hard bottles.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Them balls, get on the
church socks on and he slipped or something. So I think I redeemed myself by taking his paper route because I didn't want to get up that early.
Wow.
Yeah, he saved me back. He saved me back then.
So Mr. Everywhere was a bully. He was a big brother, so he didn't have
a
brother.
He was a bully. I was just the one he had to fight.
He a bully now. Look at this man. He bully now.
Yeah, he got the bully laugh and shit.
That's the little brother. The little brother.
Oh, okay. Well, I was laughing. That's the motherfucking bully laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, the big brother. I'm going to get my little brother on you.
Boy, y'all, oh, wow, man.
And they see how tall I was. They're like, damn, you the little brother?
Wow.
My hand was too valuable.
My hand's too valuable. That shit is crazy, y'all. Well, see, we got about 34 minutes. Man, let me jump into a couple more of these before it's over. Damn, this motherfucker, this bitch. Had to be the fastest hour ever. 2 hours. This motherfucker was just flying by. But anyway, man, we're going to get into a couple of jams. 323-642-1597. I don't know why the motherfucker's trying to charge y'all to get on the show. They must be telling me something I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If motherfuckers fuck around and say, I ain't got to pay the bill, y'all pay. True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Man, 3 days before Christmas. I hope y'all got y'all shit together. If y'all in Cali, it's getting ready to be raining like a son of a bitch. So y'all get y'all shit in. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio, let's go.
Yeah, West Texas in the building, all my West niggas. West Houston, you know, straight LA, West Coast, baby. You better recognize. Yeah, I'm from the Cali, East Land of the Six from Cali, from G-Rod and the Low Low. So, OG West Coast, OG Dirty, you know. Be my motto, hustle solo, bolo, travel alone, keep my year long. Suffer, suffer, hit the second double, down to keep me living long. So I travel up, avoid nigga moments and pitfalls and traps. Keep these willing niggas ass, this is my fate, and not my business. Keep the strip strapped on my toes, hitting switches all alone, and I rag up. G'd up music, very day, down still, pocket straight. Stuck in the house, you party with his tail.
My baby, I gotta get this money, this shit right here ain't funny. Got so many women out there want me to live on a panty. So I'm rolling different designs, so fancy to be driving. For the lady, I just for me, you drive. So stop coming at me with that bullshit, grind ass shit. If I had a dick, I'd make you suck and shit. I ain't got time to spend my last dime. I'll punch you in your face, cause a thug like me be on the grind.
Doing shit the way it's supposed to be done. I tolerate zero, competition is none. Dealing with with niggas doing everything wrong. That's why I decided that the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I battle with everybody, so the king stands alone. I've seen a lot of niggas sick, crumble to dust. Because they always using I and not us. Even though we are the ones that's making the hits. Three strikes, I'm out. I'm calling it quits. Because I don't kiss ass and I'm not a yes man. Every time I bust, they gotta reconstruct the plan. I'm that motherfucker that be holding the weight. Get in before the money and get out before it's too late. I don't bullshit nobody, always dedicated. And treat my niggas like we're related. I'll be that same nigga that you met the first time. I won't change up when my status starts to climb. Leaving situations like I'm leaving a bitch. When I blow up, don't show up when a nigga get rich. You can't realize a good thing until it's gone. My back's against the wall, that's why the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got with everybody, so the king stands alone. If I was selfish, I could do this all by myself. I could rap and produce, I don't need nobody else. That's not the biz, I got faith in my niggas. And I'm gonna pull them out, any hoes that he did. If it's out of kindness, they don't owe me shit. All them self-centered niggas is the ones that I stop fucking with. And what they want, and that's all that they need. Trying to get you full off that bullshit they putting whole dubs on a nickel sack of stress. Only lies and deception made them better than the rest. No skill at all. Halfway up the ladder when I kick they ass balls. Put their projects on pause. Starting from scratch, not the next time you try. Foundations ain't stable cause the cement ain't dry. Why oh why does the king stand alone? Cause I always have a place to call home. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I'm down with everybody, so the king stands alone.
Collecting my cheese, Then to see some cheese balls blowing Christmas trees. Early present gave to me. She looking lovely, but by morning she'll be just a memory. One down, 11 left. If I remember correct, it's 12 days of Christmas. For all 12 days, all I want is bitches. Liquor expensive, only Hennessy prayer prints on the rock of straight shots from the bottle till it's gone. Then grab another one, the night has just begun. Unwind and have fun, peak hours of the night. Mid morning sun's light, do not disturb. All of you will get a
That's
turn.
All I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want.
What I want for Christmas is a never-ending list. Success in this business, eggnog in this inning. Confusion to the losers, all I care about is winning. Got women and hoes, jolly old Saint Nick shit. Shining like that reindeer every year. I'ma be ready to kill if I get a sweater again. This year I will be on my pimp shit. Stay by a fire like a Christmas stocking. Red Bull wrapped around the brand new bins. Red Bull sucking at my brand new kids. Under the mistletoe getting thrown in my slips. Feeling like a president on Xmas. When you in the spirit, man, it's never endless. Your girls and your kids, family, your friends. Just give me a cool nine or a huge bag. And a mountain for the money back.
That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas.
But she's in my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the crackin' for easy because it's easy. Turn patients with these rookies, these rookies don't wanna feed me. Clip it off a triple, my nickel, so take it easy.
You heard what they said about your boy, your flows are sick. He's like cancer and HIV when he spit what he spit. It's real spit that he spit, it's you with a spit and he split. But sometimes he get funny, so with a nifty spit that he spit. Shit, no matter what you cut, he's just one of the top ten. He won't say it, but I think he better than most men. But when he's in the show, don't from the engine to fall so cold. With some of the sickest ones, but I love it when he flows slow though. Oh, that shit about your chick, he ain't really for show though. But yo ho for no dough, she love giving a bro bro. Hey yo bro, he seen you in the back standing solo. You feeling him so-so, but you the only one going budo with studo. So when you see him rolling in that lolo in slow-mo, and you pushing the 86 bobo, well you know, you got the look but no photo. Now take a photo and use the same for part of your promo. Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Turn patients with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. Wild easy, but she's in my lazy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Dependent with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Grip it off a triple, my nipples don't take it easy. Your styles are like CDs you see, and the shit is a hype. But when you buy the CD, it's only one song that you like. But my shit stays tight, the Virgil twisted the dice. Don't get it twisted if you miss it, the numbers listed, aight. I leave these keys in the face, Nicki Minaj from the waist down. Love the fear, come and love them more with your face down.
Hey, that's the wrong verse, man.
My bad.
Alright, go.
I drink a little, I drink a little bit too much. I'm living my life on the edge of a razor, flipping my tongue with a new touch. So body, body, I like the party, but I'd rather be dipping a dip than taking a sip. You haters know me. A lyricist, I am, and I'll be the greatest. Maybe that's a little bit too unstable, who do you know that can say this? Cause I can kick it slower, kick it a little bit faster. Set the tone to pick up the pace, I watch the like cancer. Wild easy, for cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Compared with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Rip it off the triple, my nipples, so take it easy.
all easy. But since he's my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and feel easy because it's easy. Repetitive with these records, these rookies don't wanna see me. Grip it off a triple, my niggas will take it easy. When she smiling at bro, like I ain't got skills or something. Like after all this bullshit, we gon' be best friends or something. Like I'ma watch your back and say, dog, don't worry about nothing. But on the drama, you get ready to be acting wild in front. I think that, no fuck that, I know I'm better than you. I flip it, get shit with these brothers who fit harder than you. So you better think about what you think you're ready to do. Cause after this, I'ma do those rookies that be running with you. Cause y'all been barking for 3 years and y'all ain't bitch shit yet. You fucking with illusions cause I ain't done no real shit yet. I dismantle clicking labels without breaking the sweat. See, I got money out the game, but it's about some respect. Transform the level where niggas be loving that shit. Hit the studio with scratch and banging out hits. Taking MCs all the way back down to diapers and tits. Look in my eyes so you can see how shitty I get. So I'm easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and feel easy because it's easy. Dramatics with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Trip it off a triple, my niggas will take it easy. Quality easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. Keep it on the track and feel easy because it's easy. Dramatics with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Trip it off a triple, my niggas will take it easy. Quality easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and feel easy because it's easy. Dramatics with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Trip it off a triple, my niggas will take it easy. Quality easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and feel easy because it's easy. Dripping with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Rip it off a triple, my niggas will take it easy.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. 3 days before Christmas. Look, I'm about to put this online. Anybody out there online? Of course, give us a call 323-642-1597, but I need some drops. I got all these motherfuckers on there and I can't get a drop. Only one got a drop is confetti. Mr. BP.
I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it.
Okay, okay, okay. Mr. Airworld. Sweepy safe.
Okay,
Sweepy in the safe zone.
You want to give me about a day
and a half, man. DJ Airblood, 86. Motherfucking Super Cowboy ass motherfucking fan. Red Valley. Along with his partner, all y'all partners, all y'all damn Cowboy fans, I'm just throw all y'all up here right now.
I don't even know where the fuck my lighter at. What the fuck going on?
Nigga, get 2 sticks, nigga.
Hey, who was, hey, Scratch. Who was, who was doing that last song you just played, man? Who was that, man?
That was my boy Twilight, rest in peace, man. That was like my best friend, bro. He died.
Man, that dude was hot.
Yeah, when he finally, I was thinking about him. That's why I played the song.
Man, that song is hot. That dude was spitting, man. And a different little style and everything, man. Rest of life to him, man. I know he's still walking around in the spirit, man. Come to me, my brother. Give me some of your skills.
I want to tell you some crazy shit, because me and JoJo always used to talk about ghosts, right? I remember one night I fell asleep in the studio, and when I woke up, right when he died, I looked up and he was sitting over there in a corner where he used to always sit. And he said, "I'm all right." And I, wait a minute, I had to wipe my eyes a little bit, and he was gone. But he's like, "I was all right." But see, the thing that was fucked up about the whole situation was, me and this dude went to elementary school together, you know what I'm saying? And his family didn't call and tell me shit. And like, hell, I don't give a shit. But his side piece, he had a little side piece. She the one that hit me up and told me that he died. His family didn't even call and tell me that he died. I'm calling this goddamn phone, cussing him the fuck out. If you don't call me, I'm coming down there to fuck you up.
It's time. Yeah, he was gone.
He was gone. I'm cussing out a dead man's phone.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that song is banging, man. He don't sound dead. When you play that song, that dude sound alive, homie.
Oh, man. I'm gonna post some of the shows that we used to do together. Oh, my God. We was up there killing shit. That's my, ever since elementary school, I'm talking about like the third grade, my nigga. Yeah. But yeah, he, a lot of shit in my studio.
That nigga sound like he gonna die smoking his weed.
Yeah. That happens in Cali.
Man, it depends on what kind of weed you got, man.
Yeah, that part right there.
You can hit some of this shit out here, nigga, and fly
didn't
away.
While the soul was playing, nigga, I was doing the same goddamn thing. I hit that shit once. I had to put that bitch out. There's a shit called Incredible Hulk. That motherfucker was muscling up on my lungs, nigga. I had to put that motherfucker out.
I got some shit called cereal milk. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Because that motherfucker, because you dip that shit in piss like sherb. Let that shit run.
Fuck all that.
You see how he slid that one in on me, sweet pea?
Yeah.
He keep messing with me with the pee. He's a coffee. You got burnt at this time, Scratch.
He dipping that shit like sherb. Like, let that shit run down. Hey, look, you know, I don't know. Y'all ever try, anybody ever hit sherm?
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm gonna make it howl out the moon. I swear to God, it'll make it howl to the moon.
Hey, look.
Us back in the 9-0 days.
Y'all was in church? Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
I know a lot of people don't have, though.
But you know what? It's crazy because I done sold damn near. I sold a lot of drugs. A whole lot of different drugs, right? And just the reaction of what people, I be sitting up there, they hit that shit, I be looking at them like, mm-mm. I'm crossing that off the list. No sherm. No sherm, no shrooms, no acid.
I
no cocaine.
I got a plug on the shrooms, too. You know, if you want to go on a little break,
mm-mm. is it like everybody, when I sold shroom to people, it seemed like everybody's stomach was hurt and shit. Like the next day type of shit.
Acid tab?
When I had the acid tab, I sold them to one of my boys. I sent them to my boy, and the motherfucker grabbed me, and he was dying. And he said, "You don't see that goddamn tree growing right there?" Nope.
Oh,
no
acid tab. I had a hungry job out. I melted. You don't see my hands and shit melting. I'm like, man, you was high the motherfucking night, but you ain't melting.
Hey, look,
I'm like, but I put the arrow for you to make sure you're all right.
My niggas, when I was selling sherm, everybody get naked like a motherfucker. So I lived in a valley, right? And it was these girls that lay downstairs for me. I had to go on. I sell them sherm and give them some extra. And just sit there and watch them trip the fuck out. It's cool to watch girls get naked, but damn, when your niggas is naked, they just start taking shit off.
I remember the homie got naked, and his mama gonna say, "You ain't gonna get him." I said, "I don't do naked niggas, so therefore, y'all on your own."
Nigga,
I am not driving nobody's asshole naked. Period. Less
than
a woman.
I told y'all one time before, nigga, my nigga, he got that sherm, nigga, and I went to sleep. And as a matter of fact, my daughter's mother was pregnant with my daughter, whose birthday is on Friday. We in there sleep like a motherfucker. These motherfuckers knocking on my door. Them motherfuckers say, "This nigga Kev is on top of the light pole naked." Fuck, are you fucking kidding me? I goes out the motherfucking door, look, and Kev is on the goddamn light pole naked, holding the motherfucking light pole. And I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck did you get on top of the light pole?
Imagine a woman climbing a fucking wooden power pole, nigga, asshole, nigga, getting born.
Asshole nigga. Then my other nigga oldest, I say them on 90th and Compton, and then there's a park called Washington Park. This nigga charmed out, and he was hugging a tree. Do you know it took them motherfuckers about 35 minutes to get that nigga from hugging that tree? Because he said it was his girl. I'm talking about the police and everybody was trying to get that nigga off of that goddamn tree. And that nigga was hugging the fuck out that tree.
That's my girl. Nigga, leave me alone, nigga. That's my girl.
You heard me?
It was this dude named Big Al, I think his name was, from the hood. And he was kind of slow already. But he used to smoke that shit on top of being slow. And he used to be walking around asking people to borrow cigarettes and be scaring the shit out of females. And one day, this nigga walked up to me butt-ass naked with a blanket on him at the corner store. And the police was out there and everything before I know it. And I mean, he was butt-ass naked with a comforter. Sitting at the bus stop.
That's what that sherm do. Because my street twin, his brother Pig, that nigga smoke sherm all the time. So he take it like a champion. Like we smoke blunts or whatever. That's what he do. He smoke that shit. He cool. So one of my homeboys, his name is Bitter Dog. And Bitter Dog was like, "Man, let me hit that." And Pig looked at him and said, "Man, you don't want to hit this." And it was cold as fuck. We was at the studio. We was outside. And so Pig said, "All right, hit it." This nigga had on, he had on three layers of clothes. He had on a coat, a sweatshirt, a beanie, a T-shirt, a white beater. I'm telling you, in about 25 minutes, he was out of all of that shit. And it was so cold outside, nigga, you could see the steam raising off his body.
Hey, you said his balls was freezing, his ass coming, ass smoke coming off his ass.
All y'all niggas listening to this show, don't do it.
Hey, look, and I looked over at Pig, and Pig looked at me. He said, "I told him no hit it." Cause Pig, man, that's some show shit. That dude sit up there, Pig, and hit that shit like weed. He's taking it like a champ. This motherfucker, oh man, let me hit that. Oh, you don't want to hit this. This motherfucker hit that shit. That nigga was. That shit, that nigga was naked in about 10 minutes. Looking like he was on fire. Cause it's about 40 degrees outside or less. And so you know when something is hot, that shit steam like a motherfucker. That nigga whole body was hot. That nigga was steaming like a motherfucker, like he was on fire.
What was he doing? Was he talking to himself? What was happening to him?
He started talking to himself, but he was sitting there in one spot. He was sitting in one spot, and then about a couple of minutes later, he disappeared, and we didn't see him. He just disappeared. I was like, what the fuck? So more than likely, he went down the street somewhere. I never asked him, but he wound up coming back. But man, I ain't hitting no more of that shit. And he looking for his clothes, and now he cold.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are the things, ladies and gentlemen, y'all, don't fuck with no sherm, because you're going to get naked, unless that's what you want to do. Don't fuck with no cocaine. Because you will start selling your shit or get blamed
for a murder that you didn't do.
I ain't killed nobody.
No, but I ain't talking about that, though. I'm talking about...
No, I mean, I'm just saying. That's what motherfuckers be saying. I ain't killed nobody.
Like the incident with Big Lucky. You get what I'm saying? How he was set up by, you know what I mean, supposedly smoking his shirt, but at the end of the day, anybody that's hot, they're going to eat anything
but
that
didn't
you
didn't kiss did you eat his girlfriend or something?
No, okay. It was his... Oh, it was his roommate. But the whole twist about it is, how the fuck she have damn near a gallon of sherm in her body?
A gallon.
Why she still alive?
For real.
But the twist of it is the boyfriend and the boyfriend homeboy was there too. And the parents even say that they was breaking up. And I guess, you know what I mean, at that time, that nigga's career was blowing up. And he was great to help her get, you know what I mean, do what they got to do and set his ass up for her murder.
We got 45 seconds left.
That happened on 119th and Figueroa.
Y'all stick around so we can get these after hours in. We just want
to
wrap up the show.
Girl.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all give us a call on Friday, because that's going to be the Christmas Eve show. We can get it. So everybody that's in here now, just don't hang up. We're about to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to call in 323-642-1597. Happy 2 days or something like that, whatever it is, man. Get ass later,
yarn
shit. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We out. Bye. I think they still record this shit after hours, man. I think they still be recording this right now.
They do. Actually, they do.
Motherfucker be like, man, fuck that nigga Confetti. He just hung up, too. Fuck Confetti. Oh, shit. Then they go back and listen to the goddamn show and be like, oh, damn, well, fuck me, nigga. Nah.
Yeah, well,
y'all crazy, man.
Moment of silence for my snoring. Oh, y'all want to be funny?
He was hoping gonna, that's why he hung up. You know, we finna dig in it and dig in it and dig in it.
Yeah, because that nigga was on there snoring like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this ain't no snoring time, nigga. This talking time. Because you know, when Confetti, yep, that nigga be like, hold on, let me get you a question. Let me ask a question.
Yeah,
How about, you know how that nigga be. That nigga, I'm telling you, that nigga Confetti, when he come out here, we used to come out here and shit, that nigga get excited. I had to ask that nigga, what you say about three times? Because that goddamn country be turned up like a motherfucker. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to say my God, I'm going to whoop his
butt, bitch. That's him to the T, too, boy. That's him to the T.
I'll be like, what the fuck you just say? No, I'm telling you, man, let's just whoop my face.
That's him all motherfucking day long, my nigga. While he's running his knees.
That's my nigga. I love that nigga, man. But that's what that motherfucker do.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, Confetti type of nigga, you can't talk to you when you drunk. You gotta be high so you can zero in on what he talking about.
Yeah.
My nigga said, zero in.
Yeah.
God damn.
You got to zoom in to a nigga's conversation.
Right here.
Hold on, I got to pay attention like I'm in class.
Right.
Well, I want to be one to say that I thank Confederate the Real Soldier. He thought enough of him love to get him some shit to make him lose weight. So we gonna see how
these
next 6 months gonna look.
Oh, Elvis, I mean, that motherfucker Confetti is that's my nigga, boy. I always give that nigga a hard ass time.
Same.
But that's my nigga, man. That's my nigga. He, you know, he always be like, hey, Square. So, you know, what was the first time when you was on tour? What was the best show tape that you ever heard? So he always asked me questions about, you know, my past experiences and all that shit. And I told him, I said, the tightest shit I ever heard was Tony, when we was on tour with him. These motherfuckers I don't know if y'all know what an MPC is. They had a fucking MPC, and they had a whole rack of these things called S9000. And when it was time for the show to start, because, you know, your drums ain't got no goddamn 808s on it. Man, them motherfuckers hit that button, and that shit was so fucking big, I couldn't fucking believe it. And then they playing the drums and the guitar and all the backgrounds is all on all the samplers and all of that shit. So that shit was huge. So I told him, I said, that's what it was, nigga. That Tony show that we used to do was so fat. I used to be like, I'm embarrassed to get on stage now. These motherfuckers done turned the shit out. Yep. But, somebody go over there and listen to a comedy show type of shit.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm
like. Yeah, it sounds like they listen to Amos and Andy or some shit.
Ain't nobody listening to Amos and Andy. Yeah, you.
Well, how
you
know?
You gotta
what
be
they
about
what is it then?
You got
what
be
is
about
it then? They got reruns.
Nah, you still about 78.
Oh, and True West need to have. When we get closer to 60, we need to start having a True West Christmas party or something.
Yeah. I think if God let me pump that long, I'm going to be 55 next year. I'm about to have a 40. I ain't talking about no bullshit little party. I'm having a big fucking party. God, let me see 55. It's about to go down. So book y'all tickets in advance.
I just got to put gas in my car.
Oh, yeah, well, of course you do. You could, I could throw a rocket and hit your house. So, hell, I'm going to have a motherfucking 55? It's going down. As a matter of fact, fuck, I forgot how old Scotty going to be, but he having a birthday party on his birthday. His birthday is in April, I think.
That's March.
March.
It's March 6th, yeah.
Yeah, so what we gonna do is it's going to be like a three-day event. And then what were we talking about, JoJo? First, he was talking about playing football, but we going to go and play baseball.
Softball. Go-ahead softball.
Yeah, go-ahead softball. So that's going to be the last day. That's going to be on Sunday. So it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah, on his birthday.
Man, y'all know what? My life was so lame because I was actually good, pretty decent in sports growing up, but my allergies were so fucked up that I could never really do nothing for a long time. What you be good at?
Well, see, it's all about fun. It ain't about who's the best. So we gonna mix the teams up. It's gonna be this many. Girls on what team? This many girls on other teams? This many dudes and backups? So yeah, we gonna have it mixed up.
Yeah, sometimes it be worth it. Like me and Chris was talking about that earlier. We was laughing. I told him, I'm like, sometimes I be doing shit. I be knowing I'm gonna be sick than a motherfucker after I do it, but it just be worth it. Cause I be
sitting
in the damn house.
Yeah. So all y'all gotta do is, try to get y'all things together. I mean, hell, we about to make something happen.
Shit.
See, motherfuckers can move. Motherfuckers can get on a plane for about 50, 60 bucks.
Hey, $10.
Huh?
Hey, what's the pay Southwest? It might be
$10. Well, this shit might be cheaper than that, shit. Let's see, motherfuckers. Hopefully this goddamn new COVID shit don't be shutting down shit the way the other one was.
Well,
that's what they said they're not going to do.
No, they talking about shutting down the schools and shit all over again because the shit is spiking up.
Yeah, that shit is getting wicked out there. I'm
they
like,
should have never sent their kids back to school with their stupid ass.
Yeah.
They was just trying to get that money. They get paid.
They ain't trying to fuck off that bread.
Mm-mm. They ain't trying to fuck off the money. That's the whole. That's
what
the whole thing.
No matter what. The school online or at home, they're going to get their bread.
They ain't getting ready to get the bread they do if they actually got to be in physical. Fucking education,
it's no different.
I'm gonna tell you, all of the kids that be in school with all of them teachers don't be online. All them teachers don't be online with their students. It'll be different. Like, okay, all the teachers, they online with their students that's in their class. It ain't like that.
Yeah, I don't know what class. I don't know because I know my daughter's teacher is in class. Online.
My granddaughter was on. She was on school. She was in her school for about 3 hours, and she was out. Ain't no goddamn way if you was in physical school, you gonna be in there for 3 hours.
I don't know. 3 hours. I know they went from 8:40 to 3:40.
She wasn't online. She only be online for about 3 hours. 3.5 hours and then school is over. That's not really teaching you nothing. You're not really learning nothing. Even the motherfuckers in college is sitting up there beefing about it. We're like, damn. One dude was like, dude, I'm in this chemistry shit. If you're not hands-on, you know what I mean? And then most of the time, like even with my granddaughter, when she was here, it was like, oh, well, you got to do a project. So we had to go out and buy the shit for her to do a project for her class. That ain't the way it's supposed to be.
Why not?
Hey, I've been buying the stuff to do the project for years, nigga. I don't know what you mean. But yeah, we buy the stuff for the project.
They used to go, they give you, if you were in school physically, they give you the shit. I don't know where y'all went to.
Only time you get, if your teacher is a full teacher, that get it for you. Other than that, you got to come out of pocket for it.
Yep. You gotta go to Michael's. You gotta go to Joann's and Michael's and all of them.
Nope.
You gotta get that board that stand up by itself and the little borders and shit.
It was certain things that you had to get, but it was more or less anything that was expensive, they would give it to you. That's the way it was when I was in school. They'd give you
that shit. And HISD, not a damn thing.
I said, that ain't going down like that no more, nigga. You got to pay for everything. I'm going to pay for all of it. Like, look, your job got this project and it's due in 2 weeks. And this is what you need. You got to go to the store and get it.
I'm going to tell you this, because they'd have to fuck around and shoot me a voucher or something. Put something on my Cash App. Cause I ain't got no fucking money. We broke. How the fuck am I supposed to? Well, Teacher John, can you send me some on the Cash App? I ain't got no money. Your mom them, my mom and them broke like a motherfucker.
No, at the beginning of the year, they give you a list of all the stuff that your child gonna need for the year. And you could buy it then, or you could be like my mama and wait until every time you need the shit and then try to go find it.
Wait a minute. Okay, so let me tell you this. So you're a poor black family. You barely got some money. You ain't got no car. So they tell you you need something, so you got to get on the bus. And go and pick up these. I don't get it.
They give you that list. So you can go get you some school supplies donated to you, and you can buy some. Or like I said, you can play around like my mama and want to be too proud for donations and then be trying to find the shit at the last minute.
I don't get it. Because you can't tell me to do a project. You know, I remember they used to say, like, certain little science projects, if you got to go and get the shit and build it. But motherfuckers don't, some motherfucking parents, especially nowadays, they don't give a fuck. They want the kids to go to school so they can have their fucking fun while the kids are in school. And then send them to their room after they come home. Go to your room. And they sit up there and play music and get fucked up. So that's the difference between my parents and their parents, your parents and them parents and all that stuff like that. Them motherfuckers ain't trying to help them kids go and buy nothing for their goddamn school. It'd be like grandma. Great grandma. Going the extra mile and try to get them kids what they need for their schooling or whatever. And the kids might want to go to school. They might want to learn.
I love my grandma, both of them. They was good to me, but they ain't bought no school supplies. My mama bought all that shit. And my dad didn't help either.
That's different.
Too proud to go be donated.
That's the difference between your grandma and other grandma. My goddamn granddaughter be here. My wife buy her everything. I be so mad. I'll be like, God damn it, don't stop buying her shit. That's
well,
grandma.
My grandmother have a son. She had a son who's only 7 years older than me. So that's what I'm saying. My grandma had somebody to buy school supplies for and school clothes. And this nigga almost 7 feet tall. So, no. He didn't, my mama had to get, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on, time out, time out. Your grandma got a son 7 years older than you?
Yeah, my grandma dead now, but I got an uncle who only 7 years older than me, my only uncle.
Your grandma and him, he had to make him.
And wait a minute, I thought you said he was like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he was almost 7 feet tall, but she.
It ain't playing no basketball.
My mama, when she was young, she was real young when she had my mama, and by the time she had my uncle, she was only 30. You know what I'm saying? So my family tree is a little, you know how it goes.
Well, if I was 7 feet tall, I wouldn't even be talking to y'all right now.
I don't know why he stopped playing basketball.
Y'all motherfucker be like, damn, that motherfucker scratch was harder than a motherfucker.
Yeah, he got college kids and everything. He's in the college.
And that's crazy because you know what? People that got that high in college, they like, you know what? I don't want to do this. But 9 times out of 10, they start doing sports and somebody else wanted them to do it. It wasn't them,
mm-hmm.
It's somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I was on my way. Nigga, I was going to play for UCLA. I fell off the gate and broke both of my wrists, and that ended my football career. So just imagine walking around with two goddamn casts on your wrist.
Okay, you know how I'm going through my divorce, right, with my ex. But at the end of the day, like I say, her son just got, he just got drafted to,
he got drafted.
He got drafted.
He didn't get drafted. He just got in. He
oh, you know me.
One of the colleges.
College, man. That's the thing. Hey, full what? Going to beat.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. You could just ask. Look, my nephew, he played for Washington. This was his last year. His cousin played for the Buccaneers, the Dolphins. But my nephew, this is his last year. So now, it don't look like he gonna get. For the NFL, now, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. First of all, I'm going to make my own shirt. But if my nephew go to Dallas, that's the only time you're going to see me with a Dallas Cowboy jersey on, and I'm going to make my own.
Hey, and that's the day I'm going to cry. My stress came over to the other side. Oh my God.
I ain't going to supporting my nephew, bro.
It
got nothing to do with y'all team. It won't be like I'll be sitting up. If he gets the ball, I'll be sitting up there rooting for him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scratch. You may not be a Cowboys fan, but you sure say Dallas Cowboys real smart and intelligent. I like how you do it, man.
Like, damn. Hold on, what the fuck is,
wait a minute. So the whole thing, if your name wasn't Rev Ali, nah, it don't matter what your name is. Fuck off.
I think Scratch said the Dallas Cowboys.
And you're about to
I think more than likely y'all just gonna make me jump off the bridge. Y'all motherfuckers, I'm just gonna end it. Y'all motherfuckers, boy. But look, wait a minute. Let me get this out on the air real quick. When shit goes south for y'all, I don't want to hear a motherfucking thing. I already told you what was going to happen. I told you. Now, this is week 16. And y'all only been playing motherfucking high schoolers. The Giants, the motherfucking, all these little peon-ass people. Y'all ain't playing.
What are you talking about? We played Tampa Bay first.
Y'all team playing elementary team. Flag football.
Okay. But that's why we on a 5-game winning streak, too.
Y'all ain't doing nothing, though. You ain't going nowhere.
Whatever. At the end of the season, when they say the Dallas Cowboys is eliminated, y'all ain't gonna say a goddamn thing.
What are you talking about? We finna be 11-4 on Sunday,
and then we gonna play
the sorry ass Cardinals. We gonna beat the Cardinals too. We gonna be 12-4, and then we gonna relax and wait. We might go ahead and play it all the way out so we can secure that first seed.
Wait a minute. There's still a few more games before Dak get the fuck snatched.
Man, Dak ain't going. No, it ain't going down this year, Scratch. I know you wanted him to get hurt. But it ain't going
to
happen.
I don't want nobody to get hurt.
You on the archive saying Dak going to get fucked up. You on the archive.
I know this is going to happen. You're going to be fucked again.
Man, you got to be crazy. The Dallas Cowboys defense is amazing, and you know it. The whole league talking about this defense. Man, they scared
of
the Dallas Cowboys defense.
You know what? If y'all really Dallas Cowboys fans, all of y'all go get a tattoo and send it to me.
I don't need no tattoo. The only tattoo I'm going to go get you with is homeboy from Fantasy Island. I'm going to get you a midget.
Hey, you see that Sean I was talking about? See, that's what he on.
Nah, I ain't hit no Sean. I ain't naked over here. I got all my clothes on.
You been smoking it too long. You know how to control it.
I ain't like your homeboy talk about, you don't want to hit this. Nah, I don't mess with none of that. I ain't never had nothing but weed and alcohol.
You got some charm in your alcohol.
No, I ain't got no charm. That nigga
really trying to kill himself.
Man, I'm gonna sleep good tonight. Fuck all up.
Nigga, BP, why you coming on here being confetti number two?
What you talking about, nigga? I took a nap earlier and missed the show and shit damn near.
Was you snoring too?
What? You said, was I snoring too? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Hey, sometimes it's sleepy time. I'm going to tell you something, nigga. I was telling my niggas, I say, nigga, if you ain't got no rest, when your body shut down, it's getting ready to shut the fuck down.
Hell yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you doing or where you at. If your ass is tired, that's it gonna shut down. Body gonna be like, sleep, nigga.
Yeah,
but that's where you gonna sleep at.
I was like, 5 o'clock. I was like, all right, I got an hour. I'm gonna, take a little nap and shit. Shit. I woke up, nigga. It was 6:30. I'm like, oh, nigga, I'm 30 minutes late.
There you go.
Nigga, I wake up at 3 o'clock every morning.
Cause that nigga Scratch be tripping.
Mm-mm.
That nigga Scratch be tripping.
You know what that means when you wake up at 3 o'clock, nigga. You waking up with the dead.
My nigga,
well,
Scratch.
Well, it's not one of
them. All is back, Scratch.
They say it's the witch's hour.
Hey. Scratch.
Hmm?
Scratch.
Yep.
What up, man?
What up?
It's K-9, man. What's good with you, bro?
9 to the K, K to the 9.
What up, dog?
What's up,
happening? What's up with the song, bro?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, shit. I'm outside your house right now, man. Come on out.
No, if you outside my house, you better come on in, nigga.
What's up with you, though, bro?
Oh, shit. Nothing. Fucking with. How the fuck you get in here?
I'm a G like that, Strat, with hit hard tactics, nigga.
Oh, look at this nigga right here.
That G, you know, the G's on the move, homie. I'm everywhere, man.
You better bring your ass up in here.
What up, though? Did you ever pull up that foul?
I got to find out what the name of it is. Who saved that motherfucker?
It's called K-9. I saved it. It's called K-9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called K-9, but I rushed it, so... Like I say, I don't know if I gotta redrop it.
Oh, you want? You gonna have to redo it. Cause
yeah,
I know
cause
when I see, when I listened to the file, that shit was low as fuck.
Yeah. Cause you didn't engineer nothing. You didn't. I didn't. Your shit ain't Studio One. I couldn't turn the volumes up. You seen your mic was plugged in a different spot when you woke up?
Yeah, I was like, how the fuck that happened?
Exactly, nigga. I use Studio One. I don't use that Pro Tool shit, man.
Oh, okay. I got Studio One
good,
on the
though.
Other computer.
That's what's up. Everything been good, though?
Oh, everything is excellent, man. I've been around here trying to fuck with this goddamn car. I got to be able to roll. Fuck all this walking, nigga. I'll be going out there to walk, nigga. It'll be like 28 degrees, my nigga.
For sure, man. Yeah, I just got back from Riverside right now, man. I had called the show, but it was traffic, man. So I tried to tap in for a little bit about an hour ago. But
it was cold as a fuck, nigga. It'd be cold, nigga. And I was
my dogs had ice on the top of their water, man.
Oh, nigga, my dog too, nigga. As soon as I let my dog out, she got a bomber jacket, nigga. With a hood on and everything, nigga.
Yeah, my dog's in the house right now. They can't even survive outside. They fucking domestic cats.
I got a Mexican dog, so it really won't survive. That motherfucker be out there dead.
Hey, they don't see motherfucking dogs. Don't know what the rough life is. These motherfuckers been in the house.
Yeah, that's
Scratch can survive. Scratch one of them Eskimo niggas.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Man,
8 o'clock,
what you got going on? What you got going on? You going what you got going on in a minute, man?
Well, where you at? You gonna come through with something?
Shit, I was thinking about it, man.
Where you at home?
Well, you gonna be up or what?
Yeah, I'll be up, nigga. I ain't going to sleep. My studio look like Hurricane Bob went through this motherfucker, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, what's up with Scotty, man? When he heading back out here? Y'all didn't do no editing on the project.
We working on the feeler shop part. So that's what we're working on.
My DVD just did 215,000 sales, and that motherfucker's at fucking 600,000 plus streams on Amazon Prime.
Oh well, can I borrow 1,000?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Real friends, look out. Cash App. Cash App King.
King Scratch 760.
King Scratch Cash App King. The Cash App King. That nigga be like, my handle is King Scratch. Motherfucker, that's my handle.
Service,
I handle the money.
I think I can't change it because too many people know the
No, what I'm saying is, while I'm getting at that is that I need to put some music behind this fucking success of this fucking DVD on Amazon, Target, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. I need to put some music out behind it because it's buzzing like crazy right now on the online and shit.
Well, if you want to come up here, if you want to do something, we can do something. I'm up.
Unless you, what time are you going to get up tomorrow? Unless you want to just do something tomorrow?
Well, shit. Are you, what, I'll be up at 3 o'clock.
Tomorrow? 3 o'clock.
Nah. Nah, I'm
that Las Vegas
in the morning.
Traffic, motherfucker. You trying to get me fucked
in
up.
In the morning, nigga, not in the afternoon.
3 a.m.?
Yep. Nah, I probably won't. I got up at 3 and I've been up
hours.
All day. I ain't even closed my eyes. Got no time after 3.
Oh, yeah. See, it's going to be the same situation. You're going to be sleeping. I'm going to be pushing the button.
Nah, nah. Now, I'm gonna be.
Where your boy go?
Ooh,
chill.
Oh, I don't know. I call him. He can come up here. What time you trying to come through?
I don't know, man. Shit, I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm talking about what time you feel like you want to come through.
When you awake, motherfucker?
Man, I'm telling you, I'll be all right. Yeah. Come through about 9-10 o'clock.
Today?
Tomorrow, man.
Tomorrow morning, tomorrow night, nigga.
Tomorrow morning.
It's a lot of 9 o'clock in the day. It's 8:30 right now. It could be 9 o'clock today. It could be 9 o'clock in the morning. It could be 9 o'clock at night tomorrow.
10 tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Please. What's up? Where everybody at? Where Sweet Pea and everybody at?
They all right there. Sweet Pea somewhere up in there. Sweet Pea, VP.
Who all on the line?
86 and Rev Ali.
Buddha Ali.
Rev Ali.
Buddha
That's
Ali,
probably how you
got
in.
Rev, what up, Rev?
What's going on, K9?
How you been, brother? I didn't even know you was on the line. How you feeling?
I'm great, man. I'm over here hanging out with King Scratch. You know what I'm saying? He over here capping on my pee drinking. It's all good.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, Ali, I'll be out there again on probably February the 12th.
Okay.
12th to like the 18th. But I'm gonna be at what they call it, Solana Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Sam Pebble Resort.
Oh wow.
I got to go visit that motherfucker for 7 days.
Man, y'all ballers, man. I'm telling y'all.
Oh, Scratch, don't do me like that, player. Come on, man.
Bring Scratch with you. Go get Scratch and bring
Scratch
with you.
Scratch going to bring me, shit.
Scratch
going to come get me, shit.
Uh-huh.
Man.
But Scratch then came up and ain't told me.
What happened?
I said Scratch then came up with $1 million and ain't told me, huh?
Scratch got all the money, man. You just not knowing.
Man,
we got a worldwide radio show and a jail ministry and another DVD about to drop.
If y'all don't cut that shit out, man, I wish I had the money y'all was talking about.
Man, you didn't know what's up. You didn't, man. Scratch got it all. He's a one-stop shop, man. Scratch got it going on, man.
I know. He told me. You got the white boys doing your beats? Ha ha. Come to the truth.
Yep, that's what he say.
Man.
Too wet.
Oh my
we
God.
Got you.
We don't play around. We get it done.
Whatever you need.
It feel like I got too many hands on my back and not enough money in my pocket.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I wish I was...
Send me the receipt from all that.
Send me a receipt online. And
y'all motherfuckers,
like
I don't know why y'all motherfuckers think I got all this money, nigga. I'm poor. I'm trying to get me some birthday money. I'm going to be like BP. Send me a goddamn Cash App. I feel better.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm still waiting.
Cash App King. I'm the Cash App King.
Nigga, give me
a week later.
Stop playing, cuz.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to look on my shit and be like, okay.
Hey,
somebody cares. Somebody cares.
Cash at me. Cash at me right now, bro.
Hey,
cash at me.
Man.
Cash at me, my nigga. Like, at least, you know, $40. Who's going to cash at me?
Oh, shit,
which
man,
one
my
y'all
back
cash
hurts
at me?
Like
on
a motherfucker.
K-9 Compton, cash at me. Let me see which one of y'all my real homeboy.
Ain't that a bitch?
I'm trying to test the water.
Y'all, y'all fucking me up right now.
I'm going to send it back to y'all.
I'm
going to
do you one better. I'm
going to
send all of y'all a bill. I'm going to send y'all $100 bill to all of y'all email addresses. Now, y'all pay
y'all
bill. And I'm going to make it the whole thing going to be like King Scratch birthday
money. Where my nigga Buddha Ali at, man?
He was somewhere around here. I don't know if he hung up. Hold on. Let me go back in the studio.
Man.
He was on there, he ain't said nothing.
Oh, man.
That nigga married now, so you know what I'm saying.
Sweet
Pea,
where you at? Where Sweet Pea at?
What's up?
Oh, yeah. We're chilling.
Damn.
You know? Trying to survive out here in these hot streets, or these cold streets, as I should say, with, you know, all this ice and rain, water.
You might see nothing. Wait till tomorrow morning.
I'm waiting for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But I know I'm going to get some snow.
Yeah, I know. It's going to snow like a motherfucker.
I just want a little bit, just the decoration. That's all. All
I
want.
Guess
Christmas.
What? The temperature is supposed to be here on Christmas.
What is it?
85 degrees.
85?
Yep.
85. And it's 34 degrees right now in New York. And 54 degrees where I'm at. Ain't that
the other day, the 56 degrees was the high a few days ago.
Damn.
I think it's about to be 29.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to rain. It's at 29.
It's a rain. It says rain tomorrow and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, this is dope. I love this phone, homie. That should say it is going to snow. 40% chance of snow. That's dope.
At your house?
I'm glad I bought this house, homie. This is the best thing I ever bought. This motherfucker, it snow every day, homie, on fucking Christmas. The last year it didn't snow, but since I've been living here, it snowed every day on Christmas. Can't beat that with a bat.
I wish I could get some snow for my birthday.
Just come through.
Yeah, after what we went through in February, I don't snow ever again.
You guys will come through a barbecue in the snow.
Oh, shit, I'm barbecuing Friday.
In the
Friday?
Oh, Friday.
Hell yeah.
Crazy, man.
Yeah,
hey, Scratch, make sure you send me a receipt in the email, man, so I can shoot you a little something for your B-Day, man.
Oh, no. Don't say it like that.
You know I mean boring day.
Don't say it like that. You hurt my ears. My ears is hurting. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, but we got you. We got you, Scratch. We love you, Scratch.
I love y'all.
We got you, man.
Raggedy Cowboy fan too.
Hey, man, I was riding my horse a little while ago, man. That shit was fun as hell. that shit was fun, bro.
I'm telling you, man, I was chilling with Tony Dorsett earlier this morning.
Is that right, man? That boy is. That boy is something else, ain't he?
Man, I've been telling Scratch to come hang out with me, man.
Scratch ain't fucking around. Scratch said he looks for Emmitt Smith.
Oh, man. He was talking about you and your pets the other day. What he called you?
Huh?
He was talking about him and the pets the other day. What he called you? A pet watching motherfucker or something like that?
Oh, Lord have mercy. He didn't go pet watcher on you, did he?
Yeah, you know, Scratchy, he get mad at me when I mention them Cowboys. He just go in on me.
You pet sitter, man. It's not pet watcher. I mean, Scratch, better correct.
I think he called me a pissy pet sitter.
Oh, Lord. Like that, Scratch?
And Scratch go
said
in.
Nothing about the Cowgirls?
Yeah, he go in on me.
Hey, I be watching that shit on Netflix.
Yeah, Scratch go in on me, especially when he get a little bit of that alcohol up in.
Hey,
he be looking for Rev Ali. Where the nigga at? There he is.
Scratch. What up? No disrespect to Texas, man, but I love watching the Cowgirls.
Hey.
They be doing the Cowgirls out.
Man, them little old scraggly little bro.
Hey, they do the Cowgirls tryout. That shit run 24 hours a day on fucking TV. I'm like, what the
hell?
Man,
if they would take off more clothes, I'd watch them.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro.
No.
I was like, do this shit ever go off?
No, we always
I thought you were talking about the football team. You talking about the cheerleaders.
I'm talking about the cheerleader show, bro. I mean, it stay on. Like, it don't go off. They got their own channel.
We got our own organization, you know. Jimmy Jones.
It's all about the only part.
I thought you was talking about the football team.
You know what? That's what they be calling over here.
I wasn't talking about the team. I wasn't making no joke. I'm telling you that the girls got their own fucking show that run 24 hours a day.
I know.
It don't go off.
I was flipping through the channels. I saw it, and I kept it moving.
I stopped because it's actually interesting. That's the shit they do. It's interesting, bro.
It is, though. They run that shit like they going to the service or something.
Man, no, nigga, the service ain't that rough.
Them hoes don't even. Wait a minute.
Man, they put this
motherfucker
on a machine, bro, to say you are fat. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you. I watched that shit one time, and it's like if you're too fat, you can't be on there.
What happened to discrimination? Shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Through the whole show.
And then you got all these hoes be like teachers, librarians.
Oh, man, it's a new word she made.
They be
bro.
A whole, and look, they don't even get paid, really.
She said when the back of your butt meets the bottom of your thigh or some shit, she called it a fat or some weird shit. I said, what the fuck? I said, this lady making up names. And then, hey, the funny thing about it is, she talking about all these girls degrading them, but look how she looks. Like,
yeah, she looks like, you know what me
like
and my son call, she looks like when you put your clothes inside of the pillowcase.
Yeah. She crawl around a little bit.
She a Buffalo girl?
Yeah,
well,
like,
it's just crazy, bro, that she degrading these women and talking shit to them. And then she told one girl, oh, you came back a little fat, you know. You know, she's like, oh, you're going to have to drop some pounds. Like I'm like, damn, like, that fat? Like, wow. Like, oh, you know, this girl has a little more ass, so our shorts don't really fit good on you because you have a fat behind you. And that's where the bottom of your butt meets your legs, and it's not supposed to. I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you?
Three
looking
Buffalo
like
girls
clothes.
Go around the outside.
Looking like clothes in a pillowcase. You can't say that.
can't say that. She can't say none of that.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
But I'm like, someone needs to pull up on her and slap the shit out of her.
Well, that's what it is, but see.
But that's the Dallas Cowgirls. They football players play like that, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
My bad. I had to get that one in.
Yeah, I know, man. That was beautiful. I love it.
Not this year. They ain't playing like that this year.
Oh, there go another shot.
They been playing like they been playing like transvestites this year. They got to give a little man in them.
Man, they only been playing high school. They been playing high school.
Who? Tampa Bay high school?
That's the first game, man. Stop getting off the first game.
What are you talking about? Minnesota ain't high school.
We talking about now. They just playing like
New Orleans and Minnesota ain't high school.
Man. Hey, blame it on COVID.
The New England Patriots wasn't high school. Hey,
this one says because of COVID, man. That's the best excuse they ever made.
The people that's playing because of COVID,
COVID
and people that's hurt, they playing high school players.
Stretch. Just say yeah. COVID, man. Look, if somebody talk about my team, I'd be like, it's because of COVID.
Kansas City went to high school.
Just say COVID. Just say scratch. Just your reply is just COVID. COVID-19.
Right, COVID.
Just tell them COVID-19.
COVID.
Somebody say Cowboys, just say COVID-19.
Watch what they do this year, though.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
They're in second in the NFC.
Yeah,
yeah,
COVID-19.
I can't wait. Like, I'm tomorrow I'm going to go buy a violin.
Oh, don't do that.
So I'll
give you 50
play that motherfucker for you. When they lose, when they out of there, I'll be like,
I got 50 on it.
No, we got 50
on the Cardinals and the Cowboys.
That's where the 50 at.
Let's go on down there to Fort Worth.
Huh?
Send me the receipt. Scratch so I can see a little something. And you can maybe, you know, get you a bottle or something, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, snap.
Shit.
Hey,
no.
Scratch know I love that nigga, man. That's
hey,
my
Scratch don't get a lot of money tonight, man. He got his cash app over wide open.
That's my dude.
Man, you know I love y'all, too. You know, if it wasn't for us talking a gang
app
of motherfucking shit all
put
the time.
App.
The goddamn show wouldn't
life,
be worth
so.
Nothing. Especially with
the
red. Dollar sign, King Scratch, 760. All lowercase.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But look, though, that's why I love it. Because, you know, y'all don't bother me about talking about this football shit because all that matters is what happened at the end of the year. So I love y'all talking that shit because I'll be like, ha, 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 ha.
It ain't over. It ain't over.
Hey,
put the phone and sing in church. Mm-hmm. It ain't over.
Watch what the Cowboys do this year, though.
They gonna do it. I'm telling you.
They gonna crash and burn, nigga.
They picked some new cheerleaders.
I hope they play Green Bay too.
Hey, they got new cheerleaders, fresh new lineup. They gonna do good things.
Oh, Lord.
They gonna do some real good things.
Oh, Lord.
Cheerleader squad, man.
Oh, Lord. Yo.
They're going to do real big things. They got a good episode. They got a good new squad. The girls don't got no fat on their bodies. They done made them lose weight. That girl say, that lady told that lady, she said, hey, are those yours? She said, I paid for them.
Hey, look. So y'all count on the cheerleaders to make y'all win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need them. All of it work together. You know, Jerry Jones.
You know what
would
make me happy? You know what would make me happy?
What's that?
If all them cheerleaders gave all the players some pussy.
Oh no, man, you trying to run up? You trying to run
the game? Really lose?
Right before the game.
You trying to run a sex resort?
Hey, they really gonna lose. They gonna be on the game. They gonna be looking at the sideline, missing the ball.
Man, them girls ain't got enough booty for them to be running up in there, man, like that. You know.
Or tell them to take all their drawers off. So, when they jump up in the air, they gonna be like, "Oh shit, Bumbo!"
They be like, "My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun."
See, man, this is how the radio show's supposed to be.
I'm just saying, yeah, of course, man. It's all about fun. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand the Cowboys. Y'all can't stand my 49ers. We can talk.
No, I love the 49ers. I love the 49ers. I told you I got two jackets.
You can't have no ass. That's a bad thing. You can't have no ass.
The 40 who?
The 49ers. I got two fly jackets. Nice.
The 40 what? The 40 what?
But you ain't send me the jackets, though, Ray.
I want to wear my 49er jacket. I might give it to you. I don't know, Scratch.
Look, you might want to wear your 49er jacket. Say it again. A Dallas fan said what?
Yeah, I bought it. I mean, it looked good with some nice sneakers, you know, and everything. You know, some of them girls, they like my jacket.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. All y'all Dallas fans, would y'all wear 49er jackets?
Hell yeah. I see some San Francisco 49er girl fans. Oh my God, if I wear my jacket, they'd be all over me.
What happened?
They'd be like,
Ali.
I'd be like,
"Hell no."
They be rubbing on my suede jacket, you know.
As a 49er fan, you can't see me with nothing Dallas on unless my nephew go there. And blue or white jersey. I'm gonna make my own jersey.
Ain't nothing wrong with wearing a Stars hat.
I'm a Star, but I wouldn't wear one.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a Cowboy.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I mean, if you could be a 49er fan, you might as well
be
a Cowboy fan.
If you could be a 40 Winer fan, you could be anything.
Ah! 49ers dig for gold trying to get paid. Cowboys just ride
bro,
on horses and put on big ass spurs and
on this earth.
Ride bulls and shit. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, wait a minute.
Hey.
Mm.
That was Ronnie Lott.
Yeah, Ronnie
that
Lott.
That was Ronnie
was
Lott.
He came
Montana.
Out of L.A., though. He came out of L.A., though.
Yeah, but Ronnie Lott and Joe Montana.
Yeah, Ronnie Lott was a real nigga out of ball with him.
That's when I was really into football. I ain't into that shit no more.
You weren't into football.
When Refrigerator Perry and all these motherfuckers and Greg Towns and all them was playing, I was into that shit. I'm not really into that shit. The only thing I'm into shit is if I'm betting on it. If I'm betting on that shit, I fucks with it. But they got their money already. I don't need to waste my weekends and my days watching that shit. They got their money. I'm trying to get my money. Shit.
Last year in the Super Bowl, I won $725.
The only fucking Super Bowl I ever been to in my life is what? What was it? Cowboys and the fucking Steelers?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
In Arizona?
That was fucking...
That 1996 or 95?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only Super Bowl I ever been to in my life.
I ain't never been to no Super Bowl.
Yep, got cussed out by a couple of old ladies. I never knew Steeler fans was like that. for real. Like old people, old ladies and shit, they serious about that shit. They'll fuck you up.
Nigga,
I was with the homie, man, and he had a bunch of merch and shit, and they was like, they was dissing the fuck out of the Cowboys. I'm like, shit, them fighting words.
Man, them motherfucking old ladies ain't no joke, nigga. My auntie, before she passed, nigga, she had her garage set up, nigga. She had like
That's right.
She had half Lakers and she had half Cowboys.
Yeah, and serious
and
about
the refrigerator was on the side, the Cowboy side. I wouldn't even go over there and get no beer. I told my son, go get me a beer.
It ain't that serious. It ain't that serious, is it? You wouldn't go
when
you
around
beer?
People. When you around people that think it's that serious, yes, it is.
Oh no, I'm getting a beer. Whatever else is over there.
Mm-mm.
And
I'm
gonna pour a little bit out for the Cowboys, man.
Hey, look, and my Uncle Herman. In this house, when you going to his den, it's all Raiders. And my father, before he passed, he's a Raider fan. Nigga, do you know I would get on the last step? I would not step my foot in that goddamn room. I watched the game sitting on the damn steps. I wouldn't go in there.
That is so wrong.
No, it's how motherfuckers act. You motherfuckers act weird.
Y'all is childish as hell.
If you act weird, I'm going to act weird, too. I sat on the step and watched the whole game. I would not put my foot in that Raider room.
Get the hell out of my house.
I've been happy to oblige.
I'm obliged. I am gone, motherfucker. I'm out of here.
I
wouldn't do you like that, Scratch, man. You know, if you came to my house and it was a Cowboy game, I would have had my San Francisco napkins out for him. I would have got some old English. I'd have bought some old English and everything. You know, old English is San Francisco colors.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you some wild shit, my nigga. I was doing, it's a song on my YouTube. It's called Pray for the Homies.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to one of the homeboys' house to shoot the video. This nigga had Green Bay shit everywhere.
Cheesehead, huh?
I'm going, oh, my God.
He's a Brent Favre fan, man. He said cheesehead for life. He said
nigga
cheesy,
probably ain't
cheesy.
Never seen Wisconsin.
Hey, he said cheesy, cheesy, easy peasy, cheesy, cheesy.
And if you look in the video, you're going to see a gang of motherfucking Green Bay shit. Because I just couldn't get it out the video.
Damn.
This motherfucker had Green Bay helmets and all kinds of
like
shit.
I like that Green Bay hat. That Green Bay hat is dope.
Man,
I
got a Green Bay jacket too. Suede.
That shit dope. Green Bay is dope.
I got my cousin played for Green Bay.
Good. That big G on top of that motherfucker, that shit look good.
He played for Green Bay. I got that motherfucker jersey, but I would never put that motherfucker on. Mm-mm.
That's a nice jersey.
Burn your skin, man.
No, it don't, man. Make you feel like money.
Mm-mm.
Make you feel like a professional.
I'm only wearing some Dodgers. Lakers, San Francisco.
Dodgers, Lakers, and San Francisco, huh?
That's it.
The Levi's.
And maybe the Angels. I had an Angels jersey because when we, I got an album cover with me, an Angels jersey.
What about the Mighty Ducks, homie?
I wear some Mighty Ducks,
Kings.
But I just not
and
know
the
hockey.
Kings, man.
Oh, the
what
Kings.
About the Sparks?
No.
What about the Sparks?
I wear Sparks. I would do that. I just ain't got none of those.
What about the Venus and Serena?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Let go that charm kicking in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Giddy. Okay, hey, just remember my cash app, though. Just remember my cash app, though.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just remember my cash app, though. All you got to do is remember the cash app.
King Square 7, dollar sign, King Square 7.
Support the habit, support the habit. Cash App, dollar sign, K9 Compton. Support the habit, support this motherfucking habit.
Yeah, I'm over.
Dollar sign, K9 Compton.
Dollar sign, King Scratch, MC's.
Oh.
That's where you
y'all
go.
Y'all have so much fun on here, bro.
Oh, man.
Y'all be having too much fun, man.
That's all we do, man. We some nigga came over here.
Huh?
Some nigga came over here talking shit. He's finna get his ass whooped on the radio. You ever seen a nigga get an ass whooped on the radio,
K9? Oh, that's deep. That's pretty fucking deep. On the radio?
All of us as family, you know, we be fucking with each other, right?
Oh,
this
well,
nigga.
That's like, they must have thought they was going on Clubhouse or something, because them niggas on Clubhouse
was
always trying to fight.
That motherfucker said
he's
some shit, he's going to get his ass whooped by 12 motherfuckers.
Hey, bro, that's how Clubhouse be every day. I don't even understand how grown-ass motherfuckers could get on Clubhouse and argue and knowing somebody recording this shit. Like, I don't get that shit.
I don't even know what Clubhouse is. What the fuck is that?
You don't – that's the shit everybody on. That's the shit all these motherfuckers on. They were all the news. They go in there and talk about it and debate about it and say about it. How you feel about this? How do you feel about this person? And what do you think should have happened? And these motherfuckers get on there with their opinions and they argue the whole fucking time this shit going. And they arguing. Grown-ass man, over 50, over 40 on that motherfucker, arguing. Then they arguing with the 20-year-old. They arguing with the 30-year-olds.
I don't even want to be in that because, see, my
whole
thing is I'm not trying to argue with nobody.
Well, the thing is, they be on there arguing and shit and talking and shit, and then all of a sudden they start saying, you know, what they going to do to each other. I'm like,
dude, what
are y'all threatening
each other?
What
was that, a couple of weeks ago? A couple of weeks ago, we on this motherfucker.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the motherfucker
they called
into the radio station, and all of the goddamn numbers go 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Uh-huh.
And True West Radio, what's going on? Nigga, you live in your mama basement. Nigga, woot-da-woot-da-woot-da-woot. Well, nigga, you know where I live. This, that, and the other. They arguing like a motherfucker. So we sit there and listen for a minute.
Oh, two dudes on there arguing.
Yeah.
And so women the next day.
Then the next day, no. And a matter of fact, I shut them off. They called back. I didn't say nothing. Nigga, and then the next day, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1 came up, and there was some broads on there, some girls.
They were arguing?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going, what
I
the
don't
fuck
know,
is
BP,
this?
BP, 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 was that your people, man?
The motherfuckers was over there arguing like, first it was dudes, and then it was girls. But see, the thing
damn.
About it is, when the ones pop up, that
hell
means
no, that wasn't none of my peoples, my nigga. You would have known if it was coming from my side of the world, because I would have got in on
them niggas was in that motherfucker going in. The niggas, they were like, well, you know where I live? Nah, nigga, fuck you. You live in your mama basement. Nah, nigga, I got an apartment.
Oh,
I got
God
apartment.
Damn.
Yeah, we don't, I don't know where they was calling from, because, shit, ain't too many basements on this side of California.
But when the girls called back the next day, that shit was, they was going in. Them hoes was going in like a motherfucker.
Shit, them motherfuckers was in Chicago or somewhere back that way talking about a fucking basement. Fucking Atlanta.
Them motherfuckers was going crazy like for 2 days.
Nah, that's some East Coast shit right there.
And
I'm like, why the fuck
I'm in the basement
they calling my show?
Now, if a motherfucker would have said, nigga, you live in your mama garage, okay, or you nigga, you, yeah, then now, okay. But
now
dang,
that sounds like some
shit
Cali
right
shit.
Like,
right. That's some West shit right there.
Yeah.
That's West
nigga,
Coast
we don't do basements out here.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We ain't got a rub of tornadoes and shit.
Yeah, we ain't running from that shit. We don't run from earthquakes either. We stand
you
up.
You can't
from
run from an earthquake. That shit just sneak up on you.
Shit, I seen some motherfuckers run.
Oh shit.
Nigga, I'm telling you, man, they was on that motherfucker. Nigga,
I ain't running from no damn tornado either. Nigga, I'm in the house. You a fool.
Well, you gonna run from a tornado anyway.
Shit, jump in that motherfucking car with that motherfucking Hemi and take the fuck off.
Well, what if you ain't
got
a Hemi?
That motherfucker. You can run from
a tornado. What if you want a Pacer or a motherfucking Pinto or something?
You better stay your ass in that house and let that roof get snatched off that motherfucker.
Yes.
Better get you a basement. You better get you a basement in California.
If you ain't got no basement, you better get one. You better dig a hole in the
basement.
I just want to say, that motherfucker.
Who the motherfucker rolling a Pacer or a goddamn what's her name in 2022? Pinto.
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 That's right
now. Scratch just said he had to replace his starter. That's why he couldn't drive in my house. He had
hey,
to
look,
that starter on that Pacer.
I guarantee you, nigga, if I put a Pinto next to my Lexus, nigga, I might be on the ground because that shit is steel.
So you know how much Pinto
costs? Yeah, you're right.
My goddamn Lexus will be in the wind. I'll be in a Pinto like this.
You know how much a Pinto costs right now?
Nigga, $10,000.
$10,000 or $15,000 mm-hmm. for a Pinto right now.
You lying.
What?
Pinto costs bread, bro.
Nigga, Pinto costs dough.
Hey, especially if you put a 350 engine in that motherfucker. It really costs.
Some of them got in there already.
Wait, what? Go lay down.
Yeah,
don't,
you gotta
be kidding
me,
man.
Don't sleep on a Pinto, nigga.
No, I know the quality of it because it's a cast iron, you know, type of car, of course, yeah.
Hey, dude.
Yeah,
but nigga,
that goddamn my
driving that shit
in
today's
tornado,
time.
Nigga.
Huh? A whole bunch of motherfuckers got a Pinto.
Yeah, I've seen it on you.
Wait a minute.
It was a Pinto, it was a Pacer, it was a Gremlin,
mm-hmm.
and it was a, then you got into the other newer cars, you had the Chevette and those little motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
and all that little, just all that little shit, you know?
Nigga, that
they
was
got them
iron, nigga. That was straight iron,
Capri.
So if my nigga buying a Pinto and I ran into anything like 90
was,
or
the
up.
Capri was just another Mustang, you know? The Mercury Capri. And then
they
had the old, they had a Challenger like that, too.
Nigga, we had a Gremlin. We had a green Capri. That motherfucker, we called it a Lamborghini, nigga. The hatchback.
What was it? A green Capri?
Yeah, we called that motherfucker the Lamborghini.
That motherfucker costs a lot of money right now.
With the hatchback,
get...
my nigga.
Go find one. Go find one. You're going to spend $20,000.
Yeah, Capri, like 17, 18 grand.
Nigga.
That's right.
Nigga, we used to roll
Ali,
around
Ali,
with niggas hanging
you,
out
I
the hatchback,
cars,
my nigga.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm
Ali,
looking
I see you know your pricing on your cars, man. You pretty much on point.
I'm involved with this this website. It's called Hemi.
Yeah, you know what I know, shit.
Man, them Hemi bumper, they got a car
what,
that looks like
my,
a piece
what,
of
what
shit.
My, okay, what's the price on my? Hey, what's the price on my 1955 convertible Bel Air?
Oh,
nigga,
about you look at 75,000. You look at about
75,000.
It's got to be 75,000.
25 racks, nigga.
No, 25 racks. You ain't gonna get no car.
No, it's 75,000.
Hey, 25
nigga,
racks.
Nigga, depending on what condition
it
is in, nigga. You're in some terrible condition, nigga.
Yeah, that's why you went to Minnesota and got that fucking that 1971 K5 Blazer. Shit, that motherfucker was from 10,000 to fucking 79,000.
Mm-hmm. See, they got everybody on these bullshit cars that they got now. You know, all the motherfucking what's the motherfuckers, the Jaguars and
yeah.
and all that bullshit. The real cars is the cars that people think ain't shit no more.
Ain't
that look,
no
that,
more.
That
yeah.
look like a piece of shit. Those are the real cars.
Yep.
Hey, you know what I told my nigga earlier when I went and got that battery and put it in my car and the motherfucker shit started tripping? Because my goddamn alarm
well,
beating somebody just stole
the
car.
It,
huh?
All you got to do is change the points on that Pacer.
Nah, motherfucker. It's called a Lexus. But the motherfucker alarm is, I'm looking it up, and the motherfucker's like, The alarm thing, you still in the car, so you got to do
kill
this,
switch.
That,
the kill switch is coming on.
Yeah. So,
you got to plug the battery up.
The first thing
the
I did.
Button, or put the key
the
in the door.
The first thing I said, when the alarm started going off, and I took the battery cables back off, I said, if this was a 6-4, I wouldn't even have to worry about this shit.
Yeah, but I'm telling you how to bypass that.
Do what?
You know how to bypass it?
Well, yeah, I looked up a gang of shit that motherfuckers
no,
tell
no, 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 no. Just how you bypass it. So you put the key in the ignition, turn it forward,
that.
And then plug up the battery.
I did that.
And it didn't do it?
That motherfucker was still motherfucker screaming like a bat.
Okay, okay. It's because that's the alarm. So look, the alarm, you don't got the alarm button?
Nope, I got the buttons ain't working.
Okay.
So I just got
okay.
straight key.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how to bypass that. Plug it up and go turn it off and on 9 times. That's going to reset it.
Okay. I'll try that shit in the morning.
I'm a GTA expert. I have it out for the driveway in 5 seconds.
Look, the first thing I'm going to do is pull the goddamn horn plug out, the horn fuse.
Oh, so are they making all that noise?
That shit is loud as fuck.
Well, you know, it's a relay to your alarm too, right there.
I know.
But that might, like I say, that might be hooked into the kill switch, so it might just make your shit just not start at all.
If I could get that motherfucker to stop all the goddamn screaming,
or just go buy another battery for your remote.
I don't know. I'll figure that shit out.
I
got tired of doing that shit. Nigga, I was like, fuck. Nigga,
it's easy peasy, man. It's easy peasy, man.
All right, well, if you going to come out here tomorrow, make it easy peasy.
It's easy peasy, man. That's a small problem, man.
Yeah, nigga, I put that new battery in that motherfucker and say, ah! I was like, God.
Nah, leave me alone. Don't touch me.
No.
Don't touch me.
That motherfucker just going,
oh, yeah. What's that? Lexus,
and the motherfucker, the lights is on like a motherfucker.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Lexus.
Yeah, Toyota.
Yeah,
Lexus,
Toyota.
That's why it's going solid. Well, just go unplug it and go start it up with the key. Your key is your key an electronic key?
Gang of shit.
Is your key an electronic key?
Yep.
Oh, so that electronic part in the key is actually another alarm. So once you turn it forward 9 times, plug it up, keep turning all the way off, just forward. So before where you start it, don't try to start it. Just turn it all the way off. It's called open and close. So just open and close it 9 times.
All
then
right.
your horn should go beep, beep. Your horn should do it. Instead of going, ah, it should go beep, beep. And that means that it resets. Because
right.
usually it's supposed to cut off when you start the car up or turn it forward. But if it's on and not going off because it's not recognizing the key, then that means that the motherfucking kill switch is on. That's why it's not going to let you start it.
I got a couple of... I'm going to try that, too, because I got a couple
of
other things.
Just try a couple of methods,
I will.
And then,